This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
In state after state, the legislature wants to regulate human nature. In short, from sea to shining sea, they'd like to tell you who to be. They can pass all the statutes that they please. Acorns won't grow into maple trees. Besides, those differences they hate are the strength that makes this country great. Only fools would write those laws. They simply can't succeed because you can't take the color out of Colorado. You can't take the Mary out of Maryland. As John Philip Sousa said, I can't march if I can't hear the boys in the band. You can't take Sissy out of Mississippi. He's there and he's going to stay. And so QED, it's as plain as ABC. You need us to make the USA.
You can't kick our asses out of Massachusetts or subtract the 10% from Tennessee.
Utah could never be the beehive state if the hairdressers went absentee.
You can't run the homos out of Oklahoma.
No!
It's their home and they won't go away.
In the land of the free, diversity's the key. You need us to make the USA.
Who will never be passé in old El Paso? Who will always know what's new in New Orleans?
Chicago with no chic would be boring in a week. And you can't have New York City without Queens.
Right! You cannot replace those Staten Island fairies. And who'll always keep Santa Fe? Yes, we're proud to state we help make this country great. You need us to make the USA.
Virgin out of West Virginia. Take the orgy out of Georgia, if you must. You can drive the evil out of Wisconsin and leave Illinois' ills in the dust. You can try to take the KY from Kentucky, though I doubt that you'll get very far. But you'll never take the collar out of Colorado.
Don't you realize who we are? We're the friendly teller at your bank. We're the teacher at your Sunday school. We're the guy who fixed your water tank. We're the cute new lifeguard at the pool. We're the nice young man who bought your car. We're the lady singing on the radio. We're your favorite daytime TV star. All kinds of people you already know.
We're doctors, lawyers, movers, shakers, friends and neighbors, policymakers. And remember this about us. America couldn't do.
We're part of America, the beautiful. Remember her fruit and flower.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music dear to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Galveston in the world. This is the 7th of November edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
And I'm Wes Laverne, the friendly neighborhood intern.
I'm beat.
I bet you are.
Really, really beat. I did Renfest today.
And how many? And how many?
No, don't go there. We have children here.
How many special places did you find today?
We'll talk about that later.
I bet.
I had a good time. Merlin had an extra ticket and asked me to go. So.
Oh, that's cool.
I haven't been in a long, long time.
Yeah, you were back at the Ren Fair when the Renaissance was going on.
Close.
I mean, that's why you go to Dickens on the Strand to relive your youth.
And he takes Stanley with him.
Yeah, well.
That's to relive his teenage years.
Yeah,
I'm the old one around here, folks. We've got a packed show tonight. We've got Cult 45s. We've got Hatch is going to be here later. And we also have Theater Suburbia is in because their brand new Christmas play opened this weekend.
Yes.
I got to go to kind of the dress rehearsal preview.
Ooh. Preview night. Preview thing they sent out 2 hours before it started?
I do have season tickets, so it doesn't matter when I go.
Touch her.
Not really.
All right. Anyway, they're all here tonight.
And it's kind of crowded in there, too.
And after Thursday night, they all look really different. I almost didn't recognize a couple of them. So, anyway, who's doing the talking?
Hi, honey.
Oh, Miss Judy is here.
Judy, you really think you can do Theater Suburbia without me?
Yes.
Well,
we've tried, but it didn't work.
No, Chris, it's not going to happen. I'm here to make your life miserable.
Yes, Judy Reeves, the official, unofficial After Hours producer, because you're here so much.
Yeah. Title.
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here with an entire room full of people. It's not, I mean, there's not even standing room only. They're like out in the hallway.
I know.
It's overflowing back over here.
It is.
But we opened the show this weekend. If it's Monday, This Must Be Christmas by Pat Cook. It was a very exciting opening weekend, and I was very pleased and honored to be the assistant director to Laura Schlecht, who is also here this evening.
Somebody,
hi.
Somebody let her direct?
Whoa!
This is the second time they let me do that.
No kidding. How you been, honey?
I've been great.
Good, 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 good. So, tell me about this play.
Well, as Judy said, If It's Monday, This Must Be Christmas by Pat Cook, who's actually a local playwright.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's really exciting to be able to do something from the local scene. It's, I've been telling everybody, yes, it's a Christmas play, but nobody has a bad attitude, sees dead people, and gets better. It's a Christmas show, but it's set during Christmas time, but it doesn't focus on Christmas. It's a screwball detective comedy mystery. Lots of fun, lots of wisecracks, lots of punny moments.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Look, kind of Sam Spadey.
Yes, very much along that style.
Yeah, and I don't know if you noticed, but I laughed out loud quite a few times.
You think?
I heard.
I missed lines because I was listening to you there. And you know what? The entire cast of 13 is here with us tonight.
Oh, my God.
And that's pretty amazing. I think Boris had a whole cast show recently.
This is the most people we've ever had in the talk studio.
You think?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty close to
I don't
it,
think
I
you
think.
Can fit much more.
Well, maybe we should let him talk.
Okay. Who all do we have here?
Okay.
Let's start from the left.
The left. Your left or my left?
Let's start over here.
Oh, okay. Just tell us who you are and a little bit of something about yourself.
My name's Elizabeth Tiska, and this is my first play with Theater Suburbia.
Have you done it?
Middle Forest Elementary. And that's pretty much it.
That'll work.
This is Brian Heaton, high performer around town. This is the second show I've done with Suburbia. I play Louis Granville.
And he doesn't go to elementary school.
That is true.
I'm Morgan Shepherd. This is my first play with Theater Suburbia, and I just graduated college, so this is another exciting adventure that I'm trying. So it's been great.
Cool. I'm Courtney Plake, and this is my second show at Theater Suburbia, and I play Opaline.
I'm Joanne Levine. This is my second show at Theater Suburbia, and I play Loretta.
I'm noticing a pattern.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't go to elementary school.
I never did. I'm Sam Martinez. I play Harry Monday. This is my second show at Suburbia, and I am not allowed anywhere near a school.
Oh.
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
There's a story there I'll get later.
Okay.
I'm Carol Davis. I'm new to Houston. I wanted to do this so I can make some friends, and this is what I ended up with.
So
I'm sorry.
So the question.
Thanks for the endorsement.
And I'm having the time of my life, oh, okay. And it's been something that I have looked forward to going to every night.
My name is Jeff Henninger, and this is my first play. Period. I have done a little bit of film, very very short. I'm enjoying it. It's something that I wanted to try to do, something different. So.
He's not short. The film is short.
My name is Chelsea Curto, and I play Scarlett Kluntz, the overly friendly gift wrapper. And I guess this is my first show at Theater Suburbia.
You guess it is? You're not sure about
it? No, I don't remember doing anything else there. So.
Okay. I'm Nicholas Gerlich. I play Carson Page. This is my first show at Theater Suburbia, and I'm a graduate of U of H and a playwright.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Hi, I'm Victoria Gusa, and I just moved to Houston, and I'm playing Penny, which is a fun role.
I'm Joe Miles, and I play Lieutenant Brogan, and I need some answers.
I'm Alex Diska. I play young Harry, and I go to middle school.
He's the old one in the group, yeah. All right.
So I take it they're related.
Pretty much so.
Ah.
And Papa John is back here behind him guarding his children.
I see.
And we have not owned the pizza place.
And we have Haig here, and we have Doris here, and we have Elvin here. It's quite a crowd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those folks have been here many times.
I think Laura has a couple little scenes she wants to...
Oh, I hope so.
Yes. 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 Jimmy, if you're going to laugh, shut down your mic.
We'll do that.
What are we doing, Laura?
Okay, the first thing we're going to do is just the very opening of the show. Which features Titus, Scarlett, Loretta, and Trixie, and a little bit of Harry. A little bit of the character Harry.
Okay. I got Harry now. And when y'all are ready?
Whenever y'all are ready, guys.
I'm telling you, it's not there.
I can see that. You sure you put it under here?
I'm sure it'll turn up, sir.
I can't believe this didn't work.
Sir, we've been through all this before.
I can't find any green present under here, Mr. Harrigan.
It has to be there.
No, sir.
This is impossible. I just put it there not 10 minutes ago.
Maybe that Santa Claus knows something.
Oh, he's probably busy, you know, making a list, checking it twice.
I mean, our Santa Claus.
What's the big deal? Whatever it was, we can always order another one.
This we cannot do.
Why not? What was in the box?
What was in it? The company...
Oh, Mrs. Mondello, what is so important about a missing present?
It's important because that particular present contained the company payroll.
Don't tell her that.
She works here. If anyone would know about gifts, it would be her.
This will ruin me. What else can go wrong?
Don't say that.
Why not?
We got real problems.
What now?
It's Santa Claus. He's gone.
I told you not to say it.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, apparently somebody had been stirring. Something of a louse. You see tall types in my racket? Sticky-fingered secretaries with a grudge on their boss. Blackmailing photographers with a negative outlook on life. Whining ex-wives who need their alimony to give to their boyfriends who also have whining ex-wives. It's a roller coaster, sweetheart, and I'm always along for the ride. The name's Monday. Harry Monday. I'm a private eye.
Thank you, guys. Yay. We're going to fast forward just a little bit later to when Louie, our friendly neighborhood con man, shows up and tries to pull a fast one, Scarlet. Whenever you're ready, guys.
Good morning, my dear.
Merry Christmas, sir. May I help you?
Oh, I'm quite sure you can, my dear. Just by your lovely countenance, you illuminate this whole establishment.
Wow, I bet you went to high school.
Ooh, and with wit. There is civility left in this hard-hearted world of ours. I left an item here yesterday to be wrapped and was to pick it up today. Here is my claim check.
Of course. The name?
Granville.
It should be back here. Just a moment.
I am in a bit of a hurry, my dear, if you don't mind.
Granville? I'm afraid there's nothing back here matching this tag.
But there must be.
Man, this is the day for losing things.
That was an expensive suit which I was buying for my uncle. It's his birthday, you see.
I'm sorry, sir, but it's not here. All we have back here is this and this. Neither of them match the number on your tag.
Why, this is preposterous. I paid over $500 for that suit.
May I see your receipt?
It was to be included in the package. Uncle was to reimburse me.
Well, it's not here.
But I have my claim check. Madam, though I am loath to do such a thing, I shall have to take this up with my solicitor.
Huh?
I'm calling a lawyer.
No! Oh, please don't do that. I am sure we'll be more than happy to reimburse you for your loss.
Well, of course, if there's no other way. After all, I certainly would not wish to cause any brouhaha for such a lovely lady as yourself.
I found his clothes in this memo. It's addressed to James and says, go to Harrigan's department store, corner of Miracle and 34th. Check in with Owl.
Never mind. I may have been mistaken.
J. Lewis Granville. Jail let it early for Christmas?
Harold, my dear sir, my, it is a small world, is it not?
You've been in tatter spots, Louie, don't kid me.
Now, let's not relive old battles, dear boy.
Remember last year when I caught you climbing out the back window of Helen's house of hoo-ha?
You know him?
Name, rank, and police description.
Thanks, guys. I guess one thing I forgot to mention there is that this play is set at a department store, at Harrigan's department store on Christmas Eve, and I'm sure you already figured out that they have a missing payroll and along with a missing Santa. Next little bit we're going to see is with the store owner, Titus, is going to come in and interrupt Carson and Penny. Carson works there and Penny is Titus's daughter, and then we'll get a visit by the rival store owner, Mildred, as well. Go ahead, guys, whenever you're ready.
Coming, ma'am. I just stepped into the other room a minute and... Oh, it's you. What are you whining about now?
Whining? Moi?
Please, madam, we are very busy here and have no time for trivial complaints.
Sir, what sort of attitude is this? I will not be spoken to in such a manner.
Oh, really? And just what sort of attitude should I have?
A little groveling would be nice, Christmas and all. You may kiss my foot.
Oh, I see. I must admit, it is a lovely foot. So round, so firm, so fully packed.
Are you saying I have a big foot?
Only when it's in your mouth, and that's because you have a big mouth.
What?
See now? There are much better places to kiss, do you not agree?
Well, you do have a rather handsome face. Now here.
Oh, of course, milady.
Stop that this instant. You will not be proposing to my daughter while I'm around.
Well, I didn't think you were around.
What?
Daddy, he wasn't proposing. Yet.
Then what, may I ask, was he doing?
Well, she wanted me to kiss her foot.
Yeah, and you can kiss mine, too.
Daddy!
Penny, this really isn't a good time right now. We have a lot going on.
I know, Christmas Eve and all, but you've got to stop riding Carson.
Penny, I can fight my own battles.
Of course you can, dear. Now, Daddy, I know what you're capable of.
Oh, we all know what he's capable of.
Mrs. Wolinski.
Mr. Harrigan.
May I ask why, in the name of St. Nicholas, are you here? Why aren't you at your own store?
The name of St. Nicholas, indeed. I just dropped by to wish you a Merry Christmas. And besides, I couldn't get into my own store. It's too full of customers, and the law only allows for just so many before it becomes a fire hazard.
Really? I heard you were going to burn it down and then have a fire sale. At least that way, when those firemen rush in and pull items out of the flames, you'll finally be moving some of that merchandise.
Oh, I see you still have more than your share of wit. Shame you don't have anything to back it up.
And just what do you mean by that?
Daddy, don't let her.
No, Penny. She's here for some disgusting reason, and I can tell she's dying to tell us all what it is.
Well, it may be nothing more than a rumor. You know how these things can get spread around.
You're good at spreading something, but I'm not sure if rumor is the correct word.
Now, Titus, I was concerned. You see, word on the street has it that you cannot make your payroll.
What?
Don't look at me. I was late.
Not a good idea to point that out to the boss, darling.
And I just had to rush over and make sure for myself if it was true.
Of course not. I've never heard such nonsense.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Thank you for your concern. Now why don't you rush back to that barn you call a store? Is that smoke I smell?
Very funny. You must drop by my store soon, after yours closes.
Okay, who talked?
Thank you, guys. Okay, now we're gonna flash back in time to Harold's first case as a young boy.
It sort of reminds me of my first case. Of course, at the time, I didn't know it was a case. Yes, sir, Bob, I remember that one. Many years ago now. Miss Frobisher! Miss Frobisher!
Miss Frobisher! Miss Frobisher!
What is it now, Harold?
I got a beef.
What?
Little crime spree here on the back row. Don't buzz a fuzz just yet, but I'm out one slingshot.
A slingshot?
That's number one at parade, Teach.
You lost your slingshot.
Hey! A guy's got a right to defend himself. It ain't all coke and cupcakes here on the back row, you know.
Harold, we have a class in session, if you don't mind.
So that's it? Some A student loses a paperclip, and school lets out. But let one of us, the great unwashed, lose something, and it's business as usual?
Why don't you look into it? I have more important things to attend to just now.
Maybe I will.
And that's where young Harry got his start. Okay, now we can move back to the future, and we have Harry questioning Opaline, one of the store employees, to see what she knows.
This is Harold. He's investigating the disappearance of the payroll and wishes to ask you a few questions, which shouldn't take long. And would you like to sit down?
All those years building up jargon?
He'll be back when he gets back.
You already said that. Can't you hurry him up? Can't you tell him we're waiting for him? Can't you call him some way? Does he have a phone? How much to call the North Pole? Hey!
Harold, this is Opaline Lambert.
I'll be glad to tell you all I know, which is not much, I'm afraid.
You just let me decide what's nothing. You never know what's a clue and what ain't. I'll sift it all out. As far as what's nothing, don't fret. I got it all up here.
You could have phrased that better.
First, I get it. Mr. Harrigan was afraid to keep cash receipts in his office.
He had intimated as much to me.
Did he ever tell you why?
I questioned him on the matter.
And?
He didn't tell me.
Why does everybody with nothing to tell always lean in? Okay, about Sir Awol St. Nick. Where'd he come from? Did you hire him?
No, not as such.
Meaning? See, I can lean in too.
I simply mean I contacted a company that supplies Santa Clauses. I did not handpick the man.
This company?
It's called Contract Clauses.
Right. Well, why does that sound so familiar? Contract Clauses. I've seen that somewhere, but where? And is it a clue, or just another dark alley?
Does he always talk to himself?
Yes, he does. Been doing that for years. I think he believes he has an audience or something.
Anyway, we've been getting our Santas from them for years now.
What do they have, a gang of jolly old men in a warehouse somewhere?
I have no idea how they keep their inventory. In any case, they sent over our Santa, a Mr. Pomeroy, I believe.
He seemed ever so nice, always laughing.
Ma, he's Sackclaws. Ho-ho-ho's come with the gig.
Ma? You mean he's yours?
Yes. We didn't have any more children after him.
Thanks for the endorsement. Can you tell us anything else? Anything odd going on in Harrigan's office?
Well, there is this.
What is it?
Some crank, I suppose.
I'm still waiting for the money. Don't think you can get away from me. After all, I know when you are sleeping. I know when you're awake.
Where did you find that?
On Mr. Harrigan's desk. He had just gone out to the parking lot.
How do you know that?
He was there when I arrived. He told me the rest, and I then went to straighten up his desk. That's when I found the note.
What about the payroll? Do you know what he did with it?
He never told me.
Okay, I need some answers.
Yes?
I'm Lieutenant Brogan, and I'm here to get to the bottom of this.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, you don't have to beg his pardon.
Harry Mundy, just what I need. You cleaning floors now? That should be right up your alley since you're used to sweeping stuff under the rug.
Look, Brogan, I don't know how you found out, but I'm guessing it's the same leak that got to old Lady Walensky. Is that right?
What?
Look out, Harry. Lieutenant Brogan's in the store, so hit the deck. The halls with balls.
Isn't that...
Come on, Brogan, tell me. Who spilled the beans about missing payroll? I already know there's somebody here, so you won't be giving out anything new.
Oh, really? Well, how about this? I just came in here to find out why there ain't no store Santa Claus. My kid's been waiting out there over an hour.
Oh.
Now, what's this about a missing payroll?
Thank you, guys. We have one more scene for you with featuring Polly, which was the young girl you heard looking for Santa Claus in this last scene, and Trixie, the store elf, and along with Lieutenant Brogan interrupts him a little bit. You ready, Polly?
There you are!
Oh, no, not again!
Has Santa Claus come back yet? Have you seen him? Will he give out candy?
I already told you, Polly, this is a busy day. Christmas Eve. I mean, he's doing you a favor by just showing up.
But he hasn't shown up yet.
Has Mundy come back here yet?
You mean that detective? He went in the... Daddy, there you are.
Oh, hi there, Snooky. Are you having a good time?
Wait a minute. This is your kid?
Yeah, why?
Oh, you owe all of us a lot of favors.
She says Santa Claus isn't here yet.
Well, Sugar Plum, I'm sure he'll be here soon. After all, this is Christmas Eve, and he's very busy right now.
That was her alibi.
Mundy shows up, I don't care what you have to do. Time up if you have to, but hold him here.
But, Daddy, you said you could find anybody.
I'm doing the very best I can, darling. Mr. Mundy is a bad man.
No, you need to find Santa Claus.
Thank you. Well, that's the selection we have for you here tonight.
A good selection it is, too.
So, when's the show running?
The show is running through, as Judy said, we open this weekend, and we are going to run through December 5th. We have shows on Friday and Saturday nights at 8:30,
mm-hmm.
and we also have two matinees on Sunday, the 22nd of November, and the 29th at 3 p.m.
Okay. This is a laugh-out-loud show.
Yes, it's very
Trust me on this.
And it's at Theater Suburbia, as mentioned, and that is located at 4106 Way Out West Drive between 43rd and Hempstead.
Oh, boy.
And the phone number is 713-682-3525. And the website address, if you want to check it out there, is www.theatersuburbia.com. That's theater with a R-E on the
Theatra.
End.
Theatra.
Yeah, Theatre. Theatre.
Yeah, Brian, how do you say that? How would you say that?
Theatre Suburbia.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
When we leave, we'll have to clean up all his stuff. We'll play up stage every night. But that's been a lot of fun.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Work shows.
And after seeing this, I've renamed my apartment.
Okay.
Dare I ask? What? Yeah.
Helen's Don't House of Pooh-Ha.
You know, I missed the next four lines during the show because some of the stories I remember. Oh, I remember. Okay. So, it really has. I'm glad everybody came. That's very exciting, too. It's always great to have the whole cast here. We have Kevin Roach is our tech, mm-hmm. and Susan O'Connor is
Whoa.
Stage manager. And Neither of which came tonight, but they've both been here before.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Yeah, and it's fun. Everybody's doing a great job. We're all really excited about it.
Good.
And Phil's so kind, he's sitting on the patio waiting for us, so he can do his part of the show. So.
But this is just, I'm be talking about this every week because it's such a fun show. I really, really liked it.
If anybody wants to get involved with Theater Suburbia, actually, this is opening weekend, and the opening weekend of every show,
mm-hmm.
we have auditions on Sunday and Monday following the opening. So we'll be auditioning tomorrow for KOLD Radio, is that it? Okay. Bunny Hartman's going to be directing that, and auditions are going to be at 2 o'clock at 4106 Way Out West Road at Theater Suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out.
What if you'd like to volunteer for something that isn't on the stage?
If you would like to volunteer for something that's not on stage, you can still come out, and people will be more than happy to assist you there. You can also send an email via the website or call the theater.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is an all-volunteer theater, so everybody
yes,
builds
it is.
Their own set.
501c3.
That's right. We have coffee bar that needs to be attended to during performances. We have
ushers
that need
yeah,
to be.
You
know, there's
bet.
All kinds of things. And Theater Suburbia always offers your two-for-one special.
Yes.
You can call the theater and tell them that you heard about it on KPFT After Hours, then you get 2-for-1. Buy one ticket, get one free to come see the show.
Yeah, nice cheap date. Yeah. And you'll have a lot of fun.
Jimmy, you've never been a cheap date.
You've been talking to Stanley.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. And thanks for everyone for making the effort to come out.
And I know that Wonderful Wes is going to play music so we can get the herd
you
out of
bet.
Here, right?
Yep, you
bet.
We're going to do that.
Thank you, Wesley.
All right, guys.
And then we've got Cult 45s coming on.
And don't forget, we also have Pledge Drive
we
going on.
We have Pledge Drive, and we already have our first pledge.
Yes, we do. Our first pledge from...
long-term listener,
yep,
Jim.
Jim F. Mm-hmm. He donated a nice little sum there
he
for
sure
us.
He sure did.
So, again, everybody... Oh, wait a minute. Judy's got
something.
Judy has something to say.
Go ahead, Judy.
For being involved with the show, I got two comps to see this show,
uh-huh.
and I'm going to give them to y'all so that you can, if somebody donates whatever you want them to donate to the show, they can have my tickets.
Okay, 50 bucks on plastic.
Okay, there you
50
go.
Bucks on plastic.
Get you two free tickets.
Great donation.
Yep.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Judy. Thank you.
713-526-5738.
Go ahead.
713-JAM-KPFT.
And don't forget, you can go online to www.kpft.org and place your pledge of support there safely and securely through PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
We have looked that up, and yes, it is PayPal, so go ahead. If you have a PayPal account, you can pay that or pay with your plastic there also. And just tell them you want to put it towards After Hours.
That's right.
So let's go to a little piece of music while we're waiting for
okay.
the herd to file out and bring in Colt 45s.
Okay.
So here we go.
Blue for the Did you pick that for our guest?
Yes, I did.
What?
Oh, you better put your finger on the button, hon.
What?
That was Boy George, and the name of the song was Cheapness.
And Beauty.
I'm not cheap. I'm just drawn that way. Me and Jessica Rabbit.
I'm looking at you tonight, honey. Did you get a tonette?
No, it's all natural.
You're all cute and curly tonight.
It's all natural. I promise you.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Don't tell me what your mama said before the molestation. I'm talking about me. Okay.
Oh, honey, you are usually talking about you.
Yeah. No, seriously. It's all natural. That's the bad thing about it. It's,
really?
I keep telling y'all my alternate ego is high yellow. This is the proof. It's all good.
It is good.
Yeah.
What do you do? Use a straightener?
Yeah. Okay.
No, you use a gainer.
I have never seen your hair this wavy or something. You've done something
this
different.
No, seriously, this is my hair. This is the way it grows.
Wow.
Yeah. I've just never let it grow this long.
You're growing it out.
I'm growing it out.
Yeah, it's because you're tired of wearing wigs.
Not just that, but it holds a cute little scar, and we'll talk about that some other time. Yeah.
Oh, we've talked about it so many times. Yeah.
Nothing
and Chris, whenever possible, he brings it up.
Yeah, of course he does.
You know.
Wouldn't expect anything less of Chris.
Yeah.
It's Chris's fetish. I don't know what. Chris has this whole scar fetish, and, you know, I got tired of saying, stop, it's not going to happen. It's all good.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You know, the twisted part is I was talking with yesterday about Jimmy's scars.
Yeah.
The fact that I photoshopped them on the poster.
But, you know, Jimmy's scars.
Did you see that poster?
I saw the poster.
And you saw me?
Yes.
Well, there's a poster right back over
that
here behind
photo,
me.
That photo, unfortunately, I have to say, is retouched.
Really?
I look worse than that.
Did we put a disclaimer on that poster for that?
Objects may
honey, isn't that the point of retouching?
Yeah.
Love you.
But is that the best he could do?
Well, you know.
You know, we only had so much time to work at Tomball.
I was going
to
say. We do what we can.
Yeah,
we work with what we have. Yeah, so it's all good.
If I was a miracle worker in Photoshop, would I be in Tomball?
That's why I love, you know, my favorite sign behind a beautician, or, I'm sorry, a cosmetologist.
Oh, oops.
I was politically incorrect, is, I'm a cosmetologist, not a magician. Because, you know, those bitches bring in those pictures of, I want to look like Lindsay Lohan. And good luck.
You need a good plastic surgeon.
First, we'll have to go back in time 50 years.
Exactly.
And then we'll have to get you on at least a 20-day bender.
There you go.
Tonight you're here representing the Cult 45.
Always.
I mean,
every chance I get.
Because you're involved in so many other things.
Just a few.
Yeah.
You
should have seen her earlier.
What was she involved in?
Actually, I was earlier at the Eresus Cannon announcement.
Yes.
And I was
We haven't even announced it.
You haven't announced
No.
it?
No.
So I get to be the first. I can say
you
who.
You and Chris.
Well, I have written on the cocktail napkin because there was three names.
I can tell you right now. Candidate number one is running for Empress 26, and that would be Miss Sherry Harrell.
Oh.
Candidate number two.
That's not the name they gave.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sherry Ann Boughton. My bad.
Yes.
I forgot the whole Eresus drag name, the whole bullshit. Candidate number two.
I just said the S word. Candidate number two. Actually, candidate number one for Emperor. There's only one candidate for Empress.
True.
No, they do one, two, three.
Candidate number two is running for Emperor, and that would be Matt Gill.
Matt?
And then candidate number three is Falcon.
Yeah. And,
so
and what's he
there's
running
three
for?
Candidates for Emperor.
Oh, I had to ask. Never know.
Okay, I understand. No, yes. So those are the three candidates for Eresus. I was there earlier tonight. Well, actually, the alter ego is there, and
Lillian,
three performances in a row with costume changes.
What?
Yes, I was in. She was in all three candidate presentations, so she was a little busy earlier tonight.
I bet.
I hope you had a couple of dressers back there.
I felt like this one back here, you know, holding the button just in case I say again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, waiting for the husband because. Or waiting for the wife, for the husband to go, look, the wife's home. Out the window he went. So,
but I mean,
that's how he's used to costume changing with the tone of the story.
But no, I mean, not only having the costume changes, but at least the first one you didn't have to memorize much of the song. The other two you were front and center on the.
Actually, I'll tell you, the first song was picked. And actually, it was my suggestion, but it was a number that I've done on several occasions. So I was like, it's a great song. It's getting out the message you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I knew this song already. I tried to make it a little bit easy for me, okay? Anyway, we're back to the Cult 45s.
Yes,
Cult 45s, they rock.
Cult 45s.
All right, so November 15th is Fall Harvest.
Yes, that's coming
Sunday. See, I knew you're going to do that. So.
You're doing this in conjunction with other groups, or?
Yes, always.
Okay.
Always. We do it with Southern Country, and we do it with PWA the past few years.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great thing. We also
It's a fabulous event.
We do a food drive for
a
Resurrection,
which
Metropolitan Community Church. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can tip with dollars, or you can tip with food items. We love that.
Just like on November 14th.
Right. And we're going to do carnival food.
Carnival food?
Carnival food. We're going to have snow cones with a little kick.
No kidding!
I was going to say, what are we going to have, meat on a stick?
Eat your heart out, Jello shots.
That's
got
later.
Snow cones.
That's later, baby. Just be happy over there.
Ooh.
We've seen what you can do with banana. Now let's see what you can do with a real man. Anyway.
Well, show me one in the room and I'll do it.
Oh!
Well, once Jimmy leaves, I will. Anyway.
Well.
I'm glad the kids are gone now.
Yeah.
Actually, they're tougher than pig. That was just last Sunday.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Woo.
So, November 15th, we're going to rock it out.
Wow.
We'll have a good fall harvest.
Good, yeah. I always like that event.
It's a great event. And it raises money for the Cult 45s plus Resurrection.
You bet. And that's a good thing.
We're not ashamed. We help out other people. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about. Because people are moving to Canada and other places to get health care. May as well help the people who are still here.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Well, hopefully after this weekend, we'll know about that.
Let's hope. Keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, me too.
No, actually, the reason why I said that, I was somewhere last night, or the alter ego was,
okay.
A girlfriend of mine is moving to Kansas, and I went, oh, good. She wants health care. Go on, girl.
Send back cheap drugs.
Call me. But no. So, yeah. So we always share when mm-hmm. we can. And then, of course, December 20th, mm-hmm. your favorite time of the year.
Yes, it is.
What kind of pink, fabulous creation are you going to make for us this year, Jimmy?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
But
you
it
know,
will be pink.
We're splitting it up. Yep. We're doing wreaths. We're doing trees. Mm-hmm. Maybe a few stockings. And I actually have a stocking trimmed in pink from last year. I don't know where that came from.
I can't imagine.
Heaven forbid.
I know.
You know. It's so butch hanging on my mantle over here.
I bet it is. Where'd you get that? You don't want to know.
Oh, no. Trust, honey. The dog looks at it and goes, really? So, and, of course, never mind. I won't even go there.
The dog probably looks at you and says, do you really have to put that thing up there?
Well, you know, that
actually,
way.
Actually, the dog just looks at me and goes, drag's not enough. You had to do the stocking, too.
Well, see, you know, if you put a stocking up like that, then you know it's going to be filled with makeup and hairspray and, you know, all those kinds of things. You don't have to worry about a drill or anything like that stuffed in it.
And not to be bitter, but I bought it. And where was the makeup and all the other shit you just talked about?
I don't know. Yeah. Actually, it was filled with other things.
It was.
I bet it was.
It was filled with vintage ornaments, which you threw away.
Well, hello. I think my husband and Jesus created them. That's why I threw them away. I'm like, wasn't there supposed to be some bubbling stuff coming out of this, you know, on those lights? I don't know. It's all good. Anyway, back to the cults.
I know.
Because, no, it is.
No. Well, that was an experiment. So
November,
we'll
no, it was great. Okay. And November 15th is Fall Harvest.
Yeah.
And the 20th is our annual Christmas show. And we are.
Yeah.
We're gonna pass out things to the community, let them decorate them. Mm-hmm. And you never know what's going to be in there.
You never know. And
you never know how it's going to be decorated. And it's a lot of fun.
It really is. You go and bid for them and at a live auction, and you just...
Oh,
some of them are fabulous, and some of them are just, oh, poor thing.
That's what we say about Jimmy all every week.
Yeah. I've kind of gotten this with mine that I've done. So I'm like, is anybody going to bid on it?
Well, apparently I wasn't drunk enough last year.
Oh.
No.
No.
There's one year I did one of the wreaths that we did, memorial ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
There was red, pink, blue, you know, different.
All the ribbons.
Awareness ribbon wreath with a big rainbow bow on the top of it. It's like, no one's betting on it.
Yeah, well.
I think I'm trying to be too serious.
Okay.
We moved on since those years. It's all good.
They want something festive this year. Okay.
No. No.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do.
Yes.
It's out there.
It doesn't have to be gay themed, you know.
No,
it's just,
not at
you know,
all.
Let your
not at all.
Imagination run wild.
Well, maybe not we'll too send, wild.
Maybe we'll send one to Ellen. She can just do pictures of Andy. Have you seen Andy, her assistant? Oh, my God. We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk after the show. Anyway, it's all about the Colt 45s.
It is.
ATF.
It is.
Trouble
Fund.
There you go. There mm-hmm. you go. We're here. We're here to help people who have been, hello, can I talk now?
Well, if you get your tongue back in your face.
Hater. Who have been diagnosed with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to help those people with, utility assistance, rent, whatever we can do.
Yeah.
So we're...
It's amazing to me that you can do that plus help out other organizations. You know,
And to be honest with you, that's one of the things that I find amazing about this group of people
mm-hmm.
is because so many of us are involved in so many different other things. But it all comes down to basics.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, we're there for anybody who needs help, mm-hmm. one way or the other. So, yeah,
so
it's kind of what got me where I am, I should say.
Is that good?
Well, right now it feels kind of good.
Okay.
No, 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 actually it is. Yeah. It's actually amazing.
Well, you know, because Phil is out doing stuff.
Phil's out doing stuff.
And Lillian's out doing stuff. But, you know, well, it's not just Lillian
let's
anymore.
Let's talk about that crazy
you know,
bitch.
You know, Phil is...
Is that one of the approved words? Can I say
yes,
that word
say
on
that?
There?
You okay. can say crazy.
No.
No, he's talking about the other word.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say
that. Well, no, it's funny because they actually bleep it on TV shows every once in a while.
What?
I'm like, what?
It's all good.
It's not, just because they're worried.
That's more of not wanting to offend actual bitches.
Okay, well, I love to offend
if you're a
biatch, bitches.
You need to be offended, okay?
And if you're not, talk to me later. Anyway.
We'll get Judy to come into a ruling on that. She has enough bitch awards.
Yeah, she does.
Come here, Judy. Let's talk, biatch.
Yeah.
But no.
Speaking of which.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
We need to do a bitch show pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
Regina and Lillian.
I was, in fact, talking with Regina about that earlier today.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-oh.
We're in trouble.
We had fun that last time.
So that means next week we'll be raising funds for the defense fund.
Let my people go.
To say nothing of the rehabilitation of Wes's finger for hitting that 8-second button so often.
Actually, nobody will hear the show because Wes's finger is just going to stay there.
Actually, they're going to think we're doing the show in Morse code. You're going to Actually, Regina was mentioning the fact of her appearances on the show.
Yes.
This evening, during her show she was co-emceeing tonight, because they were promoting our show.
Oh.
During the event. And she was saying, yeah, I'm kind of notorious over there. Except for Lillian.
Yeah. Well, like Jimmy said, it's the bitch show, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I really need to say how you can get in touch with the cult before this all ends and all this madness.
That. Please do that.
Just want to let you know, go to the website, www.cult45s, that's cult45s.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can reach us, P.O. Box 450-803, Houston, Texas, 77254.
Now, you know you need to repeat that. I mean, nobody can write that fast. They didn't even have a pen when you started saying that.
I'm sure. Now she wants to get critical. Website is www.cult45s.org. Org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
I bet you are.
It's not
for once in our life.
I know, right?
Or you can go to P.O. Box 450803, Houston, Texas, 77254. That's our zip code.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can send a message to the Cult 45's board at yahoogroups.com.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know one you forgot.
What?
And I'd recently found it myself.
What?
For all those on social networking sites.
Yes.
Cult 45s is on Facebook.
No kidding.
Yes, we are. We do have a Facebook.
Yes.
I didn't know
and
that.
They are a friend of
yes,
mine
I
on
did.
Facebook.
Yes, I did know that.
See?
Yes. You're welcome.
She's a little old. And thank you, honey. She's a little old. She
I'm
finally recognizes.
Old. Okay.
I'm surprised that he's actually on Facebook.
He is. Actually, Phil and Jimmy are friends on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Phil is a friend of mine on Facebook. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he send you that picture he sent me?
No, but he's seen pictures of me you haven't seen either, so it's the whole of the story.
So have I. That poor cowboy hat you violated.
I didn't violate it. It was smiling by the end of the day. It was standing up proud. And no, actually,
it was hanging in midair, actually.
So tomorrow, the crew of Olympus, which is donating to the Cult 45s this year, is doing brunch tomorrow at noon.
Where's this?
And I wish I could give you the exact address, but it's at a bed and breakfast in the Heights.
Oh, okay.
From 12 to 5.
Uh-huh.
Or 12 to 4, sorry. And then, of course, the dinner party is happening.
One, that's one hell of a brunch, isn't it?
I'll say. Yeah.
12 to 4, and there's going to be full bar. It's
$30,
but it's full bar.
Wow.
Champagne.
I did not know this.
Okay. You didn't know about
this? No, I did not know.
The crew is doing a fabulous brunch tomorrow. And like I said, the Colts are one of their
We're only
the
media. We're the last to know.
Well, you know what?
We're supposed to be the first to know.
I know.
I got some media for you. What later?
Ooh.
And then tomorrow night is the dinner party at
yes,
the DRV.
It is.
And the
yes.
Colt 45s mm-hmm. are one of those sponsors. So
he doesn't have
be
a bandana.
Busy. You don't.
I didn't get a bandana this
well,
year.
Well, guess what?
Do you have an extra?
I'll hook you up.
Ooh.
I'll hook you up. There's a few in my car.
What color are they this year?
You just saw it. I showed it to you.
Of course you did. But, you know, the folks out there don't know.
What color they're kind of beige.
Year? Oh.
They're kind of dull.
Kind of bone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bone.
Not bone.
Yeah.
Well,
no, that was Chris's wish. They're kind of beige. Kind of vanilla.
Yeah.
Chris was looking for a bone. That's why he said it's a kind of bone.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
No. At the VRB yesterday, there was too much tuna there. There was a lesbian birthday party going on last night there.
Oh, really? Okay, it was Friday. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Anyway, so yeah, that's what's going on with the Colts.
Good.
That's what's happening with the Colts. You know, I have to be a good president. I have to, like, represent and talk to some. Now,
you've been good.
Go from there. I have been good. I'm sure there's a treasurer out there somewhere going, shut up, bitch. But it's all good. Back to the Colts. That's what he's saying. But no, so yeah. So there's a lot of things happening with the Colts. We're always out there. And actually, the 13th of November.
Yeah.
Daddy and Montrose.
Carlos? No.
No.
No,
Stutes, Eric Stutes.
Who is a member of the Colts.
He is
actually our chair of ATF. And
Boy, he gets around that guy.
That's what we've heard about
that's
you, Jimmy.
That's the story.
Yeah, okay.
And Sir Chris Philby, who was here not too long ago.
Yes.
They're doing a show all about those who have fallen in the military.
We've got that on our
announcements. Right, so
we've been talking about that for weeks, actually.
So, yeah. I think my alternate personality will be there.
Really?
So you never know.
Really?
Yeah.
God, what kind of...
The Colts are busy men.
Lillian doesn't do nice songs, so I'm doing...
What are you trying to say? She has her moments. Oh, no, never mind. That's
she
when
does?
She's running for empress. Never mind.
I was going to say, that's not what I've heard.
See, I was going to be kind to Lillian. That, you know, when if Lillian was going to be performing next week, I was going to have spotters there to make sure nothing came off the stage.
Please, just make sure she stays on the bar when she gets up there. That's all we need.
The cheerleader spotters are going, come on.
Oh, no. It's all over.
She hasn't been that.
Oh, it's all over town. No bar in town will let you stand on
the
bar.
I don't know. Every time I go into George, Lillian always goes, I wipe the bar off just for you. So you never know.
So what is he really trying to tell you?
I really think Leona's upset because I'm prettier. I don't know.
Could be.
You know, she was a runner-up. My alternate was a runner-up.
Yes,
and outsmart
runner
for the coffee award and outsmart.
See?
As I like to call it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was called Most Divine Drag Queen. I like to call it the Coffee Award. Who else is going to win
it? At least the gay radio personality they have on there is actually gay now.
No.
Oops.
Yeah.
What?
There's homosexuals in Houston?
Oh, my word.
I'm out of here.
Well,
see y'all later.
For best radio personality, usually it's...
Gay? Yeah.
Well, I mean, they keep putting Maria on for
on
women's, but on men's.
And Jimmy finally won?
No. Runner-up.
Jimmy won best female?
No, he was runner-up on best male with
Brian Havlinka.
Lavinka.
From
The H is Silent.
Whatever.
The Voices.
Lakayam. It's all good.
There's nothing about Brian that's silent.
He might be there on...
Have a Nigula. Oh, sorry.
Have two Nigula. Have three Nigula.
Have five tequila.
How long have you heard that joke?
Yeah.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Aren't we doing a membership drive here or something?
Yeah, well, yes. You said that a half hour ago, too. Yeah.
So if you'd like to help drive our membership up.
Or drive a member.
We all need our members up. No, that didn't come out right either.
713-526-573. We're going to go into daytime mode. 713-526-573.
Goes over the ground.
We need for you to call in your pledge of support. You know, you're not going to hear stuff of organizations on the Cold 45s on, you know, regular TV.
No,
you're not going to hear this crazy guy on those other channels either.
No.
They're a hell of a lot smarter. They would do that tape delay.
I auditioned for Channel 13. They thought I was too pretty. What the hell?
Yeah. I
can't. Oh, wow.
They should see you now. I'll
see you.
Oh, goodness. You walked into that one.
No, it's okay. I've walked into worse.
I bet you have.
Bar tops.
Bar floors.
Brick walls.
Yeah. Bite me. Until you fell 10.3 inches off a bar and survived. Shut the hell up, okay?
Glad you said hell.
I am not my sister.
Speaking of coffee, it's coming out of his nose.
Yeah, I know, right?
We need for you to call 713-526-5738. We've got our theater fun packs.
Ooh, we've got a pair of tickets for anybody who wants to put $50 on plastic.
Fantastic plastic.
Yep,
there you go.
Yeah, for $50, you get your choice of either Theater Suburbia's production of If It's Monday, It Must Be Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Or two anytime tickets to Stage Door Inc.
That's right. I forgot about the Stage Door Inc.
There you go.
Thank God you're here, Chris. Jimmy keeps forgetting.
Their Christmas show is called the Christmas Express, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
You can save it for next year when they're going to be doing Steel Magnolias.
Ooh.
Or Sweeney Todd.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do Sweeney Todd?
Can you imagine?
Drink your juice, Shelby.
With that crazy bunch,
I'm afraid on that one.
I know.
Someone is actually going to get cut.
Chris, be honest. My hair looks like a football. It looks like a football helmet.
Don't forget about Mark, Rick, and Steve.
Old helmet hair, yeah.
But we need for you calling at 713-526-5738 to get on one of those. Because we're only doing that during their show. We can't do that online.
That's right.
Pledge online at kpft.org. Remember, our two other specials we're doing with that of the Queer is a $3 Bill pledge.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Pledge $3 a month to KPFT.
That's right.
That's a $36 pledge. You become a basic member of KPFT. You get a bumper sticker.
And voting rights.
And a voting member of the KPFT family. Or you can do the...
Better health insurance. Oh, never mind. I thought that's what we were voting for. I didn't know.
Oh.
Well, this will be close enough for you there. Cocktails for KPFT. Give up one... I know this is blasphemy to you. Give up one cocktail a month for KPFT.
Ain't going to happen.
That's a $5 pledge.
Actually, I think my husband would go for that. He'd be like, okay, if it's one less cocktail the bitch is going to drink, it's all good.
Yep.
So guess what? You just won a little bald man. I think he's going to be a sponsor from now on.
There you go.
$5 a month. That comes out to $60 a year.
And
I think you get a T-shirt.
Yeah,
that.
It is.
Oh,
you
yeah.
got the KPFT logo T-shirt.
Ooh.
Listen, Skinner, you get a T-shirt and everything. Just cut me off once a month.
From drinking. We know you
Why cut
him
not?
Off
you cut
things.
Him off the rest of the month.
Hello. Please. We run out of popsicle sticks after a while. I can't do all that. You brought it up.
Oh,
it's not my problem.
Boy.
Geez, you thought only PBS did the DIY show.
See?
Heaven forbid.
Hmm.
But
where is Ernie? Talk to me, baby.
We kicked him out a long time ago.
Which one? The openly gay Ernie or the not openly gay Ernie on PBS?
Actually, openly, not openly, who knows? He's not even sure.
Yeah.
It's all good.
They all do the same
Actually,
thing.
They both make more costume changes than most bitches do, so it's all good.
Okay.
I've been to a Miss Camp show. Oops. 713-526-5738.
713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or you can go to kpft.org and put your pledge of support online there.
Yeah.
And safely and securely, you know, you won't be gone from your porn site for that long.
See.
Man, it doesn't take that long.
No.
Just a few seconds of your time.
Say that again.
Then you can get back over to
from
your porn site.
Okay, just want to make sure that somebody out there who's a little bald could hear that.
Oh.
Trust me, if the depending on which webcam you're looking at, you're either teasing on it, you know.
You messed up, Chris.
What, porn?
No, no, no. You should never say, trust me. Who believes a man who says, trust me? That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's true.
Trust me.
Yeah. Well. Sorry. Wesley, put your finger back there.
Yeah. Okay.
Cult45s.org for more information about the Cult 45s.
Always. We're here to help. If you have been diagnosed with AIDS and need utility rent assistance, give us a shout. We're here to help.
Yeah.
We do what we can.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We hope. Do we have some music to take us out?
Yeah. A little Lea Delaria.
Okay.
So, here we go.
One, two, three, four.
Jumping with my boss in the city, Mr. President of the D-Day Committee. Gonna be up all night getting with it. We want you to play the sound of the witty. Come down to the land that's real, real pretty. Make everything go real crazy over Jay-Z. Everything go real crazy over Jay-Z. Say anything cool for me and my baby. Don't wanna think we're listening to lazy. It got to be pressed for cheering all busy. The dial's all screw close, you AD. Let it roll.
We have to go by, but we have to do.
That was Leah Delaria, and that was,
The first one,
no, it was Running 12.
Oh, it was Running 12.
Jumping with Symphony. Jumping with Symphony Sid. That wasn't Down with Love. And that's finishing up there. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, and in studio tonight we have our Hatch group.
Yay!
Those are the members of Hatch who are part of the Auto Club, apparently.
That's right.
Yeah, we Hatch had some difficulties last month, I'm afraid to say.
It was very tragic. Very tragic. But I'm here. My name's Lakia. I made it.
And I'm Brendan, one of the adult facilitators for Hatch.
Yes, yes. And I guess I'll just go ahead and give out the Hatch number for anybody who wants to find out anything about Hatch. You'll need to call 713-529-3590. That'll get you to Hatch. A little bit about Hatch. It is a GLBT youth group. We meet at MCC, the Montrose Counseling Center. We meet up on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. On Tuesdays, we're there from 5 to 9, and from 6 to 7 on those days, we have trans group, so if you are trans and you need a support group, you should totally come and hang out with us. We also meet Fridays from 7 to 9, and Sundays from 6 to 9, or I'm sorry, Fridays is from 7 to 10. And on Fridays and Sundays, the format is basically like the first hour, we have social hour, and it's really fun and cool. The second hour, we have a program hour. There's usually something scheduled that we do for about an hour. And then the third hour is a small group where people can talk about their pressing issues or just share whatever they need to get off their chest. And that's what we do at Hatch. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of cool stuff and a lot of cool people. So you should come hang out with us. And I guess we could go right into the topic since it's just me and Brandon today. So we're going to talk about, for one, the DC march that happened last month, last October 11th, which was National Coming Out Day. A bunch of Hatch youth actually went. Not like a bunch, but a few of us. In vans.
Now you have to tell us what that was like.
It was really fun, actually. Like, it was like a big road trip. A really long, tiring road trip. We took 15 passenger vans, and there were two vans, one left Saturday and one left Friday. I was on the Friday van, and somehow we had 16 people in our 15 passenger van. So that was fun. We had people like sitting on the floor. We had people squished in. It was great stuff. But everyone was actually really, really chill, really nice. The hardest part was getting 16 people's luggage into the van.
Oh, wow, I bet.
Yeah. Like, we warned everyone, you need to bring, like, a backpack size amount of luggage because there's going to be 14 other people, 15 other people on the van. And some people packed a little bit more than they should have. So. Right. But it was all good. It was all good. There was enough room for everybody and their stuff. But, yeah, it was a long, it was like 26 hours.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. We went through the South. We went through Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, through Virginia, and then up to Maryland. So,
was there a sense that you were doing something important on the ride up there?
Yeah, like there was a lot of enthusiasm. A lot of people were like, yeah, we're going to go march.
Right.
And I guess cause a scene, make some noise. Right. So, yeah. It was really exciting.
Was there any discussion as to what you all wanted to accomplish as a part of participating in the march, or what you want the march to represent?
There wasn't a whole lot of discussion going up there, but coming back, a lot of people, I guess we were just kind of sharing what we got out of it.
Right.
A lot of people, like myself personally, like there was a lot of networking that went on. Like we met up with a bunch of other Texas people, like a bunch of people who are in Texas who are going to go, like, had sent out emails and stuff, and we all met up at a restaurant, and then we met up at the march, and we met, like, Dallas people and Austin people, people from El Paso and San Antonio and a bunch of other much smaller cities, and we made some connections, and I think that's kind of something that our community needs to do. We need to, I guess, make coalitions more. We need to, I guess, realize we're all on the same page. And
right.
That's something that really happened. There was a lot of teamwork, a lot of team building, a lot of coalitions made. And then also, just, you know, it was just really exciting and empowering to be around that many people who were that excited and who were all really wanting to be there for the same reason. And they're all pretty much going through the same struggle. And so, like, it was just really empowering, especially some of the speakers. Like, they had some really amazing speakers at the march. It was really
What
awesome.
Do you think the motivation was for most people to be there?
And
what was the motivation for you?
I know a lot of people really felt like they want to do something, and they don't feel like anything's being done. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted to be part of what's being done. They wanted to be actively doing something to make a difference. I really wanted to go just because, like, it just seemed like a huge deal. Like, there's going to be this march in D.C., and it's like, oh, well, I got to go be a part of that. I need to go. I'm angry. I want to go be angry with all these people.
Right.
I love being angry with people. It's fun.
Right, right, sure. What were you angry about?
I'd say I was kind of angry with where we are. I guess, like, we've made a lot of progress as of late, but I really feel like there's so much more that could be happening. I feel like the community isn't really responding as much as it could. I know that, like, I hear a lot of people saying they're upset but not doing anything.
Right.
And so that's just one of the more frustrating things, I guess, to where it's like, okay, I'm angry, and now I'm going to go do something about it. I want to go tell people how angry I am.
Sure, sure. Well, specifically, what were some of your issues that drew you to the march?
I don't have, like, a huge issue with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but I really don't like Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's
sure.
one of the bigger things I don't like, especially because my dad was in the Army,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't gay, but he was expected to, you know, put his life on the line and to kind of have this life where we had to move every 3 years. And, you know, so much was asked of him. And just the idea that he could have been fired for being gay
sure.
just doesn't seem right.
Right.
Especially, I mean, that's a really important job. Right. I mean, anyone who joins the armed forces, you know, they're really brave for doing that, and they should be treated with more respect than that.
Yeah, and most world powers, especially allies of the United States, do not discriminate against GLBT
yeah.
or gay and lesbians in the armed services.
Yeah.
America, the United States of America, is one of those few within that little group that still does.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. And I know, and we've talked about this a little bit, it doesn't require going through Congress to make that change.
Yeah. Like, that was one of the things Obama liked to say during his campaign, is that he didn't want Don't Ask, Don't Tell anymore, and he wanted to make an executive order for it to be gone. He wanted to just say, no, we can't do this anymore. Right. And I know a lot of people are frustrated that it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
So.
What I've heard is that the State Department's looking into it, trying to decide, you know, how things are going to be changing, what needs to be done to prepare for the change. You know, but we'll see. I know a lot of people had the expectation with Obama coming in as president and with both houses of Congress being controlled by the Democrats that it would be a very GLBT-friendly administration, that the rainbow was going to suddenly appear over Washington, D.C. and extend from coast to coast.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
I think everyone would agree that...
Yeah. I mean, you know, we are in a slightly better position. It wasn't recent, but the last appointment of a judge on the Supreme Court... I mean, had it not been Obama, we probably would have had a much worse appointment made by McCain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're not just completely being left without any results, but, you know, there were some big promises made, and I think the community really expected, you know, faster response.
And, you know, everybody expects that when they have their person who yeah. is in office.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, quite frankly, Obama did make some promises and did voice his support for GLBT issues.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier that there's a danger in the calendar.
Yeah.
That, you know, I think maybe not that I'm qualified to get inside Obama's head or even pretend to even know what all of that's about, but I think maybe he is concerned that if he comes out within the first, I don't know, couple of months of his presidency and pushes that issue hard, then he will be defined to some degree as a GOBT president, and mm-hmm. maybe he doesn't want to do that. And, you know, there's always the chance that if he comes out really hard in support of some of these things and pushes them through, I mean, ultimately this is Congress's decision if the House and the Senate bring up these bills and vote on them,
yeah.
and, you know, but the president's always, especially if he leads the party, is given the blame or, you know, the seen as the person who's in the driver's seat. And maybe he's wanting to say, maybe we'll just slow it down a little bit so that I'm not seen, especially among conservatives, as this is the only issue I am. And there's a lot of important things going on with the economy, with the bailout situation. So I don't know. But and we were talking earlier that, you know, most presidents, when midterm elections come around, they usually lose seats.
Yeah.
And the only way some of these things have a chance of even possibly happening is if Democrats control the Congress, both houses of Congress.
Yeah.
So I think he's got a little bit of time to make it happen. It's what happened to Clinton. Clinton came in as president, had two houses democratically controlled, and I think a lot of people then had the idea and the hopes that he was going to be a GLBT-friendly president, and it would be a GLBT-friendly administration, and all these things would happen, and time just ran out.
Yeah, and that's really frustrating, because he was definitely a GLBT-friendly candidate.
Right.
Like, it was no secret that he supported GLBT issues.
Right.
It was no secret that he supported healthcare. It, you know, he was really like, this is what I want for America. I want change. I mean, that was his thing.
Right.
It was change.
Right.
And it's really bizarre to me that, like he just campaigned, change, we can, you know, all these things.
Right.
And then here we are, and it's like, change has been coming, but not the way he said it would be. Hi, are you going to come in and talk? We just had another Hatch Youth come in who wants to sit and talk with us.
Oh, excellent.
But yeah, that's frustrating, definitely. That, I don't know, it feels like he was so out there during his campaign and now he's president and nothing. Cool. It feels like. What's your name?
Desiree.
Hi, Desiree. How are you? Or Cameron.
Yes. I am very, very lovely.
Cool. Desiree and or Cameron is a Hatch Youth and just wandered into the studio. So say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, now you're on camera.
Yeah.
This is exciting. We're talking about the Obama administration and kind of the whole... He was really a really, like, hardcore LGBT-friendly candidate, and now he's president, and we don't really feel like we're seeing much of anything come out of him as far as, like, the promises he made about, like, don't ask, don't tell, and don't mind.
I think the don't ask, don't tell thing, what they're doing is wrong.
Hmm?
I think the thing about him just doing it, saying just what we have to say is wrong. It's up to us if we have to say it or not.
Yeah. Right, yeah, right. And that's part of what the whole march was, is to put the spotlight on some of these issues within our community that we want Congress to, take note of.
Yeah. And one of the other things, the Defense of Marriage Act, there's been a lot of issue around that because, and I don't really know a great deal about it, but apparently he defended it with the Justice Department. Do you know anything about that?
No, I really don't.
I remember reading about it, and I was in a hurry, so I really didn't finish it. And so it seems like he's kind of flip-floppy on the issue.
Yeah.
And during his campaign, he seemed like really hardcore, like advocating for the repeal of it. And right now, there is actually a bill that was introduced to Congress to repeal
The DOMA. Respect for Marriage Act.
The Respect for Marriage Act is what it's called. Or, in Congress speak, it's House Resolution 3567. That's fancy talk. And right now it has been referred to subcommittee. I don't remember what the subcommittee is called, but Sheila Jackson Lee is on that subcommittee.
Oh, good. Well, that's fun.
Yeah, so if she is your congressperson, you should call her. Or not.
Well, I know that's a big issue for a lot of us. The Defense of Marriage or the Respect of Marriage Act, that's definitely one of them. ENDA, that's the other big one.
Yeah, the what's it called? The Employment Non-Discrimination Act.
Right.
And that's the one that's basically saying you can't get fired if you're gay.
Right. It adds sexual identity or sexual orientation as part of a protected status that you can't be fired for that reason.
Yeah, and we just looked it up, and the one that is in the Senate right now does include gender identity.
In the past, they have dropped that.
Yeah, before they dropped it because they thought it would have a better chance of passing if they took out the gender identity.
Right.
And,
you know, now, every poll that I've seen around this issue shows that a majority of Americans support that. They think it's wrong for a person to be fired or because of their who they are sexually.
Yeah. I don't really, I don't see why anyone would really have a problem with it. I don't understand why nothing's been done about it.
Well, and here's the other thing. If I'm not mistaken, Obama could sign an executive order regarding federal employees around the discrimination issue.
He should.
And he may have, I don't know.
I don't think he have. He has.
That would be one thing that I think, would mean a lot to all of us.
Yeah.
I was wondering, specifically on the march, when you were there, on the ride up there, on the ride back, while you were getting ready to go on to the mall, were you guys talking about some of these things?
Yeah, we were, sharing knowledge. Some of us had, looked into things more than others, and we were, you know, just, I guess, chatting out what we specifically want, because I know a lot of younger people really aren't concerned with getting married right now.
Right, yeah. I mean,
and, you know, a lot of older people are. A lot of younger people really don't know what a lot of the issues are. They don't really know what the Employment Non-Discrimination Act is. They don't care about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, because they have no intention of joining the Army.
Sure.
And so a lot of people feel like these issues don't apply to them.
Right.
Which is really unfortunate because, I mean, any form of discrimination just reinforces the discrimination that's all of us are facing.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, we talked a lot about all these issues, and I think marriage was really one of the ones that most people agreed that, even the ones who didn't want to get married, like, that's something we should all have.
Right, just, it's the right thing. It just seems like it's so unfair to exclude gay and lesbians from being able to get married. There's just something fundamentally wrong about it.
Yeah.
And like you said, whether or not you ever intend or think you will get married or not.
Yeah.
Because the more young people I talk to, even straight young people, they seem to be moving further and further away from the idea of marriage as the ideal, as the
yeah.
goal.
Yeah, and I really feel like a lot of young LGBT people, until recently, really didn't think that was even an option.
Right.
Like, I know when I was, like, when I came out to myself and I was really coming to terms with who I am, I was like, man, I'm never going to get married. This is lame. Never going to have babies or anything. And, you know, obviously that it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
But in a lot of people, that's just kind of like how it is. That's because they don't see, you know, LGBT couples or families with children. And so they don't think that they can have anything better, anything more. And so that's, you know, it's really unfortunate that people don't think that they can have all of what they want. It just really sucks.
Right.
So, I don't know. We also, like, a lot of people talked about just, like, ways we can activate the community more to get more people excited. I know there's a lot of stuff in the works. I don't know if I should. I'm sure I can. There's supposed to be a march in Austin, probably in April of this upcoming year, 2010. I don't know a great deal about it. I just know that it's going to be in April. It's going to be in Austin. And that they're hoping it's going to be huge. And there's going to be a lot more, hopefully, activism locally on local issues. Especially with the mayoral race, the runoff coming up. Hopefully, we'll have some good results and we can work from there.
Right.
So
it's kind of exciting.
That's super exciting. It's stressful, though.
It is, isn't it?
It's very stressful. Oh, my God. Voting is stressful. Oh, my God. I went to vote. I early voted. And, like, I'd never, like, actually gone to a place and voted because last year I had to absentee vote for Tennessee, where I used to live. And so I just mailed in my ballot. But, like, this year, I went to the place, and, like, seriously, people were, like, standing there with signs and, like, little pieces of paper. They're like, let me tell you about this candidate. And I'm like, no, thank you. And they're like, no, but you have to vote for them. And then I was like, no. Like, I didn't know what to say. I wanted to be polite.
Right.
But it was like, do you really think I came up here and just didn't know who I wanted to vote for? And I know, like, a lot of people do. Like, a lot of people, they only go up there to vote on one thing.
Right.
Like, only one thing really matters to them. The rest of it, they don't care. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if there's other people who have better ideas, maybe you should take them. But, like, I came up here to vote for the mayor, and you're, like, telling me, no, I shouldn't vote for that person. And I'm not going to have this fight with you right now.
Right.
As I'm walking in. And it was just really, really dramatic and crazy. But it was fun. It was fun. It looked kind of like a protest. Just everyone with signs. And they were, like, they weren't chasing cars. But, like, as people were coming in, they were, like, following them with signs. And it was creepy almost.
Yeah, I bet that's kind of fun if you were working a campaign.
Yeah.
And doing
that. I'd have to be really passionate about it to go through all that trouble, though.
Right.
I can't find myself doing that. I can get that excited about issues, but I don't know if I could get that excited about a person's race.
Sure.
Unless I were running, which I wouldn't.
So, of all, oh, and the other thing is the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. hate crimes legislation.
Yeah, that got signed. That's
pretty big.
I think it was like 2 weeks ago. It was November 28th. So that was a Wednesday. That's all I know. That's all I remember. But, yeah, that was really exciting. That was 10 years in the making.
You know, the only sad thing is that it took 10 years for that to pass.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that it took that long for a hate crimes bill and that people were, like, protesting so hard against a hate crimes bill. Like, seriously, like, I would go to, like, the AFA website and they'd just be like, this bill is going to let, you know, men walk into a women's bathroom if they feel like it. It's like, just, no.
It's just, it's incredible the misdirection and misinformation. And the people who put out that, I think to some level, they know that they're putting out misrepresentation
they
and
have
lies.
To know.
And that they're preying on the ignorance of people. It's just really sad.
That's insulting almost to like the intelligence of people that they believe that they think people would believe that it's like this is a hate crimes bill. This doesn't mean you can walk into any bathroom you want. This is saying that vigilantes can't come attack you if you know if you're transgender or something like
right.
Seriously
right.
Ugh, people are stupid. Not people, just evil people are stupid.
But that was certainly a highlight, something to be proud of, I think.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And
who knows? Do you think the march helped with that at all? I mean, I think it was going to pass anyway, but I think it was nice timing.
Yeah, it was definitely nice timing. I don't know if the march, it may have, you know, pushed a few people towards making a more hasty decision, like, we have been looking at this for a long time. Maybe
right.
We should just go ahead and sign
right.
it. They seem angry. I mean, I'm hoping that this march will really have, I guess, lit a fire under people's bottoms.
Well, I think that must be some of the goal, is to hope to bring attention to some of these things, some of these issues, so that maybe there'll be faster movement.
Yeah, I mean, that was really, I guess, one of the things behind it. It's like, we really feel like nothing's happening right now in the movement.
Right,
like,
right.
There's nothing going on. There's nothing happening. Everything's at, like, a standstill. And that's not completely the case. I mean, there are things in the works. There are things happening. But for the most part, we don't see anything happening. We don't see any change. And so that's really what the march is for.
You know, there's some other things. There's a Safe School Improvements Act.
Yeah. There's something here in Texas, too, I thought that was for safer schools, but I don't really know much about that either.
Yeah, you know, I Hatch has been off and on involved in the discussion of hateful words, making schools, making HISD more safe for GLBT students. We've actually even had Hatch kids speak on panels before.
Yeah, there was a Safer Schools forum. It was like, it wasn't last month, maybe it was the month before that, and I was actually asked to be on the forum for that, but I think they ended up not needing me, but I went to it anyway, because
oh, good.
It's always good stuff. And it was really good. Like, we had people from the administrative standpoint, some parents and a student, like, on the panel, and I guess sharing their experiences with bullying,
mm-hmm.
Seeing bullying as an administrator, as an educator, as a parent, as a bystander, how they deal with that, how it's affected kids. And it was a really awesome panel. And, yeah, Hatch was really involved with that. Hatch and PFLAG
mm-hmm.
were both, I think they were the ones who sponsored it. I don't know. But, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
And, you know, there needs to be a national discussion about safety in schools for GLBT.
Yeah, there really does. Especially with emphasis on the T, I really feel like not that the community is, like, leaving the T behind, but, you know, it just seems like not that they have a harder time than gay and lesbian youth, but I don't know. It just feels like sometimes it's harder for them to hide, I guess, to go under the radar with their issues. especially if they are transitioning.
You know, I think straight people are beginning to get it when it comes to the gay and lesbian mm-hmm. among us.
Yeah.
I think they recognize and understand, and they're beginning to know who we are as a people, as family, as neighbors, as all those things.
Yeah.
But transgender issues, I think, are still that misunderstood, that they don't quite know what to do with that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, I think there's a lot in the gay and lesbian community, too, that don't understand as well.
I think you're right about that.
See, honestly, what I've found, and I'm not transgender or anything like that, but I do dress up in drag, you know, on a, not a daily basis, but at least a weekly basis. And I've found that even in our community, not even in, you know, the world as a whole or the nation as a whole or anything, but even just in the gay community, transgender people are very, very misunderstood. There's, like, about 2 months ago, before I started all this, I didn't even know anything about transgender people. And I learned so much, and it's just, it seems as though there's no information hardly anywhere besides places like Hatch and MCC. But other than that, like, the people, you know, down the street don't know anything about any transgender issues or anything like that. And I think that's where a lot of, how do you say, a lot of the ignorance comes from. Like,
yeah, and I really feel like it's hard to push legislation when our own community doesn't, I feel like they don't fully accept the transgender community. They don't understand, like, a lot of people just don't understand. They don't, like, understand, like, what's the difference between, like, a cross-dresser and somebody who lives day-to-day, like, as this? Like, what's the, like, they don't understand the different terminology.
Yeah, there's a difference between transvestite, drag queen, and transgendered.
Yeah.
They're completely separate and different people.
It seems as though, in our community, a lot of people think that it's all just one, like, encompassing
That's
thing.
That's right.
Because I've had that question many times. They think that I'm transitioning, or that basically, in essence, I go to sleep in drag, and, you know, I live day to day that way. And, you know, it's honestly, for me personally, I am a drag queen, but it's like a costume, and a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're in a dress. Does that mean you want to be a girl? Like,
exactly.
No, I feel pretty.
I feel very pretty. I put on my makeup, I put on my hair, and I'm pretty.
What's the quote from the movie, a drag queen has too much...
Too much fashion sense
too much
for one gender.
That's right.
I like that. That's cute. I really like that. But yeah, I just feel like there needs to be a lot of education within our own community and outwards as well.
And, you know, our own community, when INDA has been brought up, and, you know, every legislative session it comes up, and there's a push to include that in the non-discrimination clause. You know, a lot of discussion and argument has been around whether we should include transgendered in that or not. A lot of people have felt that the best chance of INDA passing is with transgender not being included in that definition.
Yeah, I don't.
And that's within our own community.
Yeah, there is a lot of just, I guess, disagreement over how we should go about doing that. And some people are like, well, let's send the one first that'll, I guess, recognize sexual orientation, and then we can add the gender identity later.
Right.
Because the other one's already there, we can add it later. Other people feel like, no, let's just all put it together, do it now, because we are one community. We shouldn't, like, be pushing part of our community to the back of the bus and be like, we'll come back for you later.
Right, right.
And that's kind of how I feel. I feel like, you know, we can't really work together if we're pushing part of us away. And we are just all one community. We all have very similar issues. We're not all facing the same things, but we all have a very similar struggle that we go to. We all face a lot of the same kind of prejudices, and we should work together to end it all.
When the gay bashers come up to us, they don't stop and ask, oh, are you gay, lesbian, or transgender?
That's right.
we're all queers to them.
That's right.
Yeah, so we should all fight as queers.
And I believe that if they were to separate it with gender identity and say, oh, well, let's come back for that later, that it would just kind of be forgotten for a while, you know, take another 10 years before something happens. And that's not something we need. It needs to happen as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Because in that 10 years, imagine all the things that could happen.
Yeah. Like, ugh. It's just so frustrating to think about, like every day, just people get abused because they don't have the protections that other people have. And it's just like, should they have to wait another 10 years and keep getting abused? Or could we just try to take care of it now? And I mean, a lot of people have lots of pretty answers for why they do the thing, or why they go about things the way they do. But it just, to me, it's very selfish sounding, which,
You know, one of the things I hope gets addressed is, you know, right now when a straight person falls in love with someone who is an immigrant or someone from another country, maybe they're on a student visa or whatever the situation may be, they have the option to get married and stay in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, that doesn't extend to same-sex couples.
No.
And I know that there is a bill to address that and to allow people who are in a same-sex relationship and a committed relationship to extend citizenship to those people.
Yeah. And, I was in an argument the other day with someone, and they were telling me that, I guess, with same-sex marriage being legalized, there'd be a lot of marriage fraud with people, like, marrying their best friend for, like, benefits and stuff, kind of like Chuck and Larry. But I'm like, that happens
already
to straight couples all the time. I mean, really? Do you really think half the Vegas weddings are legit? I mean, seriously?
and what is a legitimate marriage anyway?
Yeah, I mean, who really is to say what someone's marriage should be based off of, especially in America.
we were talking about the title Defense of Marriage and how that was just funny.
Yeah.
I've thought about this, actually. I envision all these congressmen sitting up there thinking, if we allow gay marriage, then maybe my wife will divorce me and marry some woman. And maybe, so that's what we have. Maybe that's where that came from. It's just stupid. It's ignorant.
Yeah. So many of the arguments are just so, they just make people sound so insecure. It's like, surely with gay marriage, the fabric of society will crumble. It's like, really? Do you think society is fragile?
The very idea that somebody who could say, I could marry a man or a woman, I'll just flip a coin just because you can't. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
This is membership drive, so I need to break in, and we're going to have to do a little business here. But we'll bring you right back as soon as we're finished. We also have a little quickie. Someone dropped by and wants to promote something, so we're going to do a little of that. So we'll probably bring you back right at the top of the hour. Is that okay with you folks?
That's great.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you.
Sounds
lovely. Thank you. And Desiree.
Yes.
You came in with Paul, and I pulled him out to the hallway because I wanted, my first thought was, okay, who's Desiree and where does she perform?
Well, honestly, right now, my name is Desiree Perry. I joined the drag family, the Perrys, a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
And we've been doing some charity events. I came back from Austin last week.
Mm-hmm.
We performed at Club 141. And we've just been doing a lot of charity events for AIDS organizations.
Yeah.
Tonight, actually, we were supposed to perform at EJ's, but we weren't able to make it.
Oh.
But let me see.
I have heard of the Perry family. Yes. Yes. And a lot of the good work that you do.
Yeah. They perform, my drag mother and, you know, her siblings, they perform at the club over there, TC's.
Yeah.
Every Saturday, you know, raise money and everything like that. And, honestly, they do a lot of work and I'm very, very proud of it.
You should be. That's a nice name to have. Okay, we'll be back at the top of the hour with you folks. But in the meantime, this is our fall membership drive, and that means that we are looking to you out there for your pledge of support to keep After Hours and KPFT afloat. This is why you can listen to an after-hour show and not hear any commercials. You're not going to hear about pimple cream or
Brill cream.
Any of the other kind of creams.
Well, except for Jimmy's cream.
Well, yeah, you might hear about that.
On occasion, from Chris
there,
and Wes.
There you go. But we do have to come to you a few times a year and ask for your pledge of support to keep us going. We've already had a couple of really nice pledges so far. But
we just had a new one come in from a good friend of ours,
ta-da!
Paul.
Yes.
Putting in a nice little donation to him. So we want to put a thank you out there to Paul.
Paul never misses us.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's
never.
A great guy. And if you ever want to see what we look like, you can always check out his picture website, and you can see pictures of all of us.
That's right.
Being ourselves on the air.
And you know what that address is?
Yes, it's www.seeowl.net.
It certainly is. And there's a you can click right on to the KPFT thing.
Yeah, he's got a whole section for KPFT pictures, and every once in a while he'll slip up and we'll be in one of the club sections. But you can always find all of our pictures there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there we go. Paul walks in, handing me the thing, seeowl.net, with the KPFT tab, which we just mentioned. So, but yeah, he's got great pictures up there of all of us in our different positions over here. So.
Whatever those positions may be.
Yeah, and even some of our guests that come in and sit with us.
Positions, yeah.
So, again, thank you, Paul, for the donation.
Thank you. And that number is 713-526-5738. We have phone folks sitting by, ready to answer the phone.
And take your donations.
713-JAM-KPFT. And depending on the pledge, we've got lovely, lovely parting gifts.
Well, I wouldn't call them parting gifts.
From T-shirts to shopping bags. And actually, we have some special after hours.
And we can only do those while we're on the air.
That's right. Only on the air. Sorry. But if you call in with $50 on plastic, we can give you a pair of tickets to Theater Suburbia. They're doing their Christmas play right now. And
if it's Monday, it must be Christmas.
It is hysterical. It is so funny.
And at the beginning of the show, we heard a few of their scenes from that. So
we did.
You probably got a good laugh there. So
we
you
did.
Know what it's going to be like. So go out there and see it.
And I went to dress rehearsal, and it was just smooth as silk. usually, in the preview, you expect some glitches.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see any.
Went real smooth.
Went very smoothly.
There you go.
It's actually the playwright is from Houston.
There you go.
And there's some funny, funny lines. Oh.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm going to rename my apartment. Helen's House of Hoo Ha.
I bet. And don't forget also, with that same $50 on plastic, you can also get 2 tickets to Stage Door Inc.
Yes, you can.
Any of their shows.
Any of their shows, the one now or any of the ones next year.
Exactly.
So, 713-526-5738.
Or you can go online to www.kpft.org,
mm-hmm.
and right there in the middle of the page, they have a hyperlink that you can click on to go ahead and place your pledge of support safely and securely. You can do it through PayPal, so if you have a PayPal account and you want to use any money in there, or you can use your credit card through PayPal and get that money of support into us, along with those theater packs that we're offering while we're on the air only. You can also go ahead and do the Queer is a $3 Bill donation. That's $3 a month. That's $36 for the year, to where you can actually sit down and go ahead and let everybody know that, yes, you are gay and you're supporting KPFT. Get Jimmy
Thank
on.
You, Wes.
There you go. And also, we have the cocktails for KPFT. That's give up one cocktail a month. That's
mm-hmm.
$5 a month.
There you go.
$60 a year. And that'll also puts you at a donation level to where you can get a KPFT T-shirt.
And if you put it on plastic, you get free tickets.
That's true too.
To Theater Suburbia or Stage Door Inc.
So there you go. You walk away with 2 gifts that
See?
Way.
Yeah.
So again, that let's go ahead and get those pledges of support in. 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT or www.kpft.org.
Yes. And, of course, KPFT is not doing the only fundraiser in town. We've got one coming up this week, as a matter of fact, on Wednesday.
Did you bring somebody in there?
I brought somebody in to talk about that. Scott, how you doing?
Hey, doing great. Thank you for having me here.
You look very different than Falcon.
Well, actually, Falco was a little tied up tonight with something else.
Oh, he was at the ripcord, huh?
No, actually, as you may know, we're both members of the ERESIS organization.
Oh, yes.
Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Singer Star.
And we were very happy to be the first media to announce.
Our new candidates. So our candidates are out very busy tonight, getting their posters out and everything.
That's part of the thing they do after it's announced. Mm-hmm. They have posters, vote for me, and all of that.
Absolutely.
And they go to all the bars and put them up.
Mm-hmm. And, it just is a little tie into our friends at Hatch that were just on a few minutes ago. They're one of our beneficiaries this year.
Indeed.
We are raising money for Legacy Community Health Services.
We are just one big family, aren't we?
So, it all comes around in a circle, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But
Wednesday, though, is a big deal. It's a huge night going on.
You know, it's pretty darn exciting. Wednesday is going to be the Illuminations Project.
Mm-hmm.
This is an annual event that's always done as in conjunction with the World's AIDS Day observance here in the city.
Yeah, it's a little early this year, but hey.
Well, we actually took the opportunity to move it up a little bit to make it kind of a lead-in event.
Sure.
Rather than trying to time it along with, because of course World AIDS Day is December 1st and we never know what part of the week it's going to hit in.
True.
And after last year we decided that maybe it makes more sense to do it a little in advance and get the word out early and kind of build up for the World AIDS Day observance.
Sure.
As you know, the World AIDS Day is observed every year downtown at the City Hall Plaza there at Herman Square with a candlelight vigil.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of other events that go along with it. But the Illuminations Project is something that was started... you're going to put me on the spot here. I believe it's...
It's been a while.
I believe it was 8 or 9 years ago.
And
it was actually started by Jane Wiener with Hopestone, which is a dance company here in town, and as a way to observe World AIDS Day and bring awareness to it. Last year, my partner, Falcon, got the opportunity to take on the... producing this event, and I came in as a co-producer on it. And
Josh?
And, well, I'll get to
that. Oh, okay.
We did it last year, and then this year we really wanted to get some fresh ideas, and we brought in Josh Jones as another producer.
Yeah.
And
otherwise known as?
The fabulous and ever-present Anne-Marie Gill.
Yes.
Who
yes.
we absolutely love.
We do.
We love both of them. It really is the both of them. Anne Marie is a fabulous entertainer, wonderful entertainer here in town, and raises a bunch of money
for
various organizations, including PWA Holiday Charities.
Including GCAM.
And GCAM
has always volunteered to be in fundraisers for GCAM.
But Josh is... a terrific guy, and he actually is our other producer this year. Anyway, so we had the opportunity to bring this to the stage at the Hobby Center last year, and decided that we actually could use the extra hands and extra ideas, and Josh came on board, so we're very, very, very pleased to have the help.
Going to be in it.
Well, we've got a terrific lineup this year. As always, Hopestone is going to be the opening act.
Okay.
And they started it, and as long as they want to be the opening act, they will be.
Sure. Understandable.
But we also have the Houston Metropolitan Dance Company coming in. City Ballet of Houston.
Wow.
Sinfonia Dance Company.
Mm-hmm.
Dance of Asian American was one I'm really excited to
see.
Urban Dance Company. Second Generation Dance Company. And then some of our community performers.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we've changed up a little bit, is that we've brought in some of our friends and some of the people we know who are phenomenal entertainers. And this year we're gonna have on the stage at the Hobby Center, we'll also have Regina Dane, Kimberly Ann O'Neill in a production company, and Clay Hardy.
Clay's
gonna come sing for us this year, so we're very excited about that. As well as a kind of a standout act that we had last year and we just absolutely had to have back this year is the Houston Flyboys.
You betcha. This group is spectacular.
They really are. It was very interesting last year because people were kind of gave us a little criticism about mixing the amateur with the professional, if you will. And it was kind of funny because, you know, some of the standout acts were the ones who were not professional entertainers and not regular entertainers. But the Flyboys do a fantastic act. And I'm really excited to see what they come up with. The show this year is at the Hobby Center, Zilka Hall. It'll be November 11th, which is this Wednesday.
Wednesday night, folks. Wednesday. It's a school night.
Yep, 7:30. But it's a holiday.
Ah.
Yeah, it's Veterans
Day.
That's
right. It certainly is.
So you'll have the day off.
Okay.
Obviously, it won't be too much of a struggle. Anyway, we're moved up to 7:30 p.m., so we won't be out too late on a school night. Anyway, it's a terrific show, folks, and it's really worthwhile.
And you can mention the ticket price
because
you're a 501c3 organization.
Absolutely. Well, our tickets are only $35,
mm-hmm.
and are available at the Hobby Center website, which is www.thehobbycenter.org.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I'm leaving out a really important part of this.
What?
Well, all the proceeds of this are benefiting two wonderful organizations.
They are.
And we are benefiting. All the proceeds are going to the Montrose Counseling Center and one that I think you're a little fond of, the Gulf Coast Archives Museum.
Yes, I am fond of that organization.
He was a fondling member.
I'm a fondling member, yes.
Hold on, I do have to say.
Have to do something.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, listener sponsored commercial for Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
You do that so well.
Doesn't he?
I had to rest up for that. I feel like I was going to pass out. Now I feel like I'm pass out from trying to say that one breath.
Okay. Well, you got 30 minutes, so go take a nap.
Oh. Actually, an hour. We don't have to do it at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
All right.
They don't believe in doing stuff for the bottoms.
Oh.
I leave it that alone.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, only $35. And when you think of the professional and the fantastic amateur entertainment you're going to see.
It's a really terrific show. I think there's a little something for everybody there.
There is.
With some amazing dance performance.
And it's a family show, by the
absolutely,
way.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's going to be something for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like I say, again, we're very proud to be working with the Montrose Counseling Center as well as the Gulf Coast Archives Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what our goal is with the Illuminations Project is awareness and education.
Exactly.
And obviously the Gulf Coast Archives Museum is all about.
Thank you.
Is all about education and preservation of the things we do.
You bet.
And we actually are very grateful for all the assistance we've gotten, of course, from the museum this year. But again, it's $35 for tickets, available at thehobbycenter.org, or you can also go to the Illuminations website, which is illuminationsproject@yahoo.com. I'm sorry, that's our email.
Okay.
But Illuminationsproject.org, I believe, is the
okay.
the website
for, cool.
for the actual event. And look for bigger and bigger, better things.
Yeah.
We actually are really getting this organized. We actually have become a 501c3.
Yes.
We've got a lot of things coming up for upcoming years, and I think it's going to be a terrific show this year.
Yeah. So start your holiday season by going to the Illuminations Project this Wednesday night, November 11th, 7:30 p.m. at Zilka Hall. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay. And Chris, we're still pitching, that's the word. For our fall membership drive.
Pitching for.
Well, I'm a catcher, that's yeah. why.
Oh, my God, he admitted it. Make sure we got this on the archive.
Oh, we got it on tape.
We got that one archived there.
If you should have seen me last night, I was doing a lot of pitching.
You pitch?
Yep.
You're not very good at
well,
that.
You know, oh, that's not that, what he said.
I find that hard to believe.
We'll explain the definition to you later. Because, you know, I mean, that explains why, you know, I've had this problem. I've tried to call you
yes.
on Friday and Saturday several times.
I was.
Yeah, you were out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's always out. What
it's
you talking about?
Intervention on this, because see.
Intervention?
You know, Jimmy, I think I've figured it out what it is you have a problem I used to have.
Yes.
And you see a sign and you take it as a challenge.
What sign would that have been?
See, now, for me, you know, it was that all-you-can-eat buffet challenge.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
So, and I've tried to overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jimmy, just because the bookstore says they're open 24 hours doesn't mean that you have to be there 24 hours. Sometimes you need to pick yourself up and dust yourself off
and wipe his face
that
off.
Wall.
Yeah.
And go on to something else.
No, well.
He's in there so much, they think he's the owner.
Well, you know.
Pretty close to it.
I've got my regulars now. I got to show up.
Yeah.
But we need for you to be a regular and give it to us.
Yes.
At 713-526-5738, 713-GM-KPFT, or go to kpft.org and put in your pledge of support there painlessly.
That's right. And $50 on plastic gets you...
Either two tickets for two to Theater Suburbia's production of If It's Monday, It Must Be Christmas.
A Laugh Out Loud Christmas play.
Or you can get two tickets to any performance of Stage Door, Inc.
Mm-hmm. Just let the person you're talking to know about that.
So,
which one you want. Mm-hmm.
Give you a chance to call in at 713-526-5738.
And, of course, more than that, and the station has lots of giveaways.
Oh, yeah. We've got... T-shirts galore.
I call it lovely parting gifts.
You say that a lot.
Yes.
He says a lot of things a lot.
Yeah, so. I do a lot of things a lot.
Let's go to a piece of music, bring in Hatch back.
Mm-hmm.
The Hatch group back. You know,
that too.
We're not doing a Cars.
And then we've got the infamous roundtable coming up.
I got to see if I sent the links.
What?
I got to see if I sent those links.
Uh-oh.
If not, I better do some searching.
Well, then you'll have to have the pulled pork if you didn't send the links.
Well, before we leave, how about we announce our new thing?
What new thing?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Our new Facebook page.
Oh, my goodness. We have a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page.
Jim, you were
saying faces on it.
Yeah, we don't have any. We don't have faces up on it yet, but we are working on it.
I don't know that we want to do that.
That
hit list.
Yeah, put the logo. That's enough.
We don't need a hit list.
We have faces for radio. They don't want to see.
Yeah.
It.
So we'll get the logo.
Yeah. So and we'll try to keep everybody updated weekly with what's going on with us and the show and all that.
Yeah.
A hell of a lot better than we did with the MySpace page.
Mm.
Yeah, so. Well. That's because I want to be in charge of Facebook.
That
page.
Turns
yeah.
to a porn site.
Well, so, I can handle that one.
So look for us on Facebook at After Hours,
and you'll
be able to become a friend and keep up with us and everything like that. So
right now he's going through clicking all these. It's like, okay, what queens do I know?
Yeah. That's going to become KPFT gone wild.
You're the wrong person. The
Peter,
first,
we need Jim over there.
Jim needs to be over there.
First three definitely.
We can change it to KPFT gone wild.
There have been nights. Ooh, boy howdy.
Yeah, good hand, man. He's going to perform. My jaw's still sore.
I'm just giving you this. Right,
excuse
stare.
Me, was that my outside voice?
Yeah. On that note,
yeah,
let's put a little Jay Spears in your ear real quick and bring back.
Okay.
713-526-5738.
I do want to throw something out. Aresis has been a fantastic organization for Hatch. They have been very supportive over the last 12 months. They've not only made Hatch a beneficiary of their fundraising activities, but they've also gone out of their way to include Hatch in the different types of activities they've had. And they've just been incredible.
Yeah, they've been really cool. One of the recent events that they've thrown of us was our little gangster's ball. It was really cool. It had like a 1920s theme, and it was really awesome. There was poker. And
they went out of their way to include Hatch in that. So, yeah. I mean, they've just been... Hatch loves Aresis. We love you guys. You are awesome.
Yeah, we do. Cameron was just telling me that the one of the fundraisers, the one you were going to go to today, included the court, did it?
Yes. Awesome. It was thrown by the court and Marsha and all them.
And that was at EJ's, right?
It was at tonight, EJ's. Yes. It started at 7. We weren't able to make it, but hopefully they raised a good amount of money.
Yeah, and we really love that they love us because it makes us feel love.
They're awesome, truly awesome.
They definitely are. But, yeah, we just wanted to throw that out there because we were just thinking about how awesome they are while we were taking our break.
They teach a lot, too. They actually, Marsha and the group that had come up to Hatch actually taught me quite a bit about drag and about transgender and everything like that. A lot of things that I didn't even dream about knowing.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful for all that because it opened my eyes to a lot of things.
That's good, because education, I really think, is the most important thing that we can do. Like, everyone's always like, yeah, let's be involved, let's, you know, be activists, and really, you know, being an activist is a lot more than just yelling. Sometimes it's about talking to people and educating people
and
informing them, so.
Yeah, letting them know what's actually going on.
Yeah, so that's really awesome of them. But yeah, speaking of activism, we were, and this has to do with a lot of what we were talking about earlier. Somewhere in Texas, there was a judge who overturned, or she didn't overturn, she was given a case of two men who were married, and I think they were married in Massachusetts. And they'd moved to Texas, and they wanted a divorce. And they didn't want to go back to Massachusetts to get a divorce because they would have to live there an entire year before they could get their divorce. So they just decided to try to get a divorce here. And she went ahead and said that they should be able to get divorced.
Yeah, that's
here. And so that was kind of a big deal because, in theory, where you should be able to get divorced, you should be able to get married. And I don't know a whole lot about the case. I skimmed through the article really, really quickly that I read. But I know there are people trying to, I guess, get her ruling
overturned
and... just a lot of issues there, but I thought that was really cool.
I think so.
Because if they legalize the divorce, then marriage has to come next.
Yeah, I really think that that's going to cause quite an uproar. It's really exciting. Do you know what city that's in? Because I'm, like, drawing a blank.
I don't. It wasn't a major city, I believe. Like, it wasn't, like, Austin or Dallas or anything. I think it was one of the smaller cities.
Yeah, me too.
But I can't remember right now.
Me either. I'm sorry, residents of that city. I'm sure you're very awesome people. clearly, you have awesome judges.
Yes.
We just can't remember who you are.
It's late. We're sorry.
It is late. It's really late. But that's okay. Yeah, I just thought that was really, really awesome.
It's amazing.
That, I don't know, that happened in Texas.
Of all places.
Right here in probably the heart of Texas. Oh my god, that reminds me of something. At the march, oh my god, Texas was so obnoxious.
Oh no, how so?
Okay, so all the Texas people were like, let's all get together and we're going to be awesome Texas people. And so they like rewrote the song, the words to Deep in the Heart of Texas, and we kept singing it. And it was cute, like, the first two times we did it. But, like, we were marching to the Capitol, and, like, we started, like, we were singing it. And I was like, this isn't about Texas. Texas was being so obnoxious, but we were huge, dude. There were so many of us there, like, oh, man, I made friends in, like, Lubbock and Denton and Dallas and Austin and El Paso and just all over the place. It was so cool, and we had a massive flag. Like, if you see pictures of a huge flag, that's Texas. And I think some folks from San Antonio brought the flag, and it was huge and heavy. I was holding it for like 2 minutes, and I was like, all right, goodbye. So I left it to other people to carry. But
I'm so glad that you did that.
I'm glad too. I wish more people who went could have been here. Man, there were quite a few Hatch people who made it out there. It was pretty awesome. In fact, like, our entire van was pretty young. Like, there were two vans that I helped organize. And, like, just my van Like, there were five people from HCC who went, because my HCC student organization OUTSA, Out Students and Allies, we tried to have our school pay for us to go, mm-hmm. which almost went through, but it was really last minute, so it didn't quite make it. But a bunch of us were like, well, we're still going. And it was relatively cheap for us to go, because we took vans and we booked the hotel like a month in advance and we like negotiated it. We actually ended up going for like $75.
Wow.
Yeah. And like with food and metro, we spent like $100-$110. So we went for devastatingly cheap.
That's amazing.
It was devastatingly cheap. But yeah, we had a bunch of like HEC people there, a bunch of Hatch people went. We had a really young group of people on our van. And we had some older people too, and I don't know, it was really nice. Like, there was just a really awesome dynamic on our bus. Everyone was really nice and really chill, and it was pretty great. But yeah, oh, that just reminded me of how obnoxious Texas is. Oh my God. Like, I could tell people were just so angry with us. And like, at the beginning it was fun when we were all trying to find each other. We were all just standing around and we were like, yee-haw! Howdy, y'all! Like, we were just being really, like, stereotypically Texan. And no, it was no, fun. And then people just kept doing it. And it's like, people are going to think Texans are stupid. And it was funny. And, like, there was so many of us there. And, like, we were walking by. And, like, some guy was like, wow, did the entire state of Texas come? And I was like, dude, this isn't even, like, the entire city of Houston. No. Texas is much bigger than this, but we had a pretty good turnout, considering how far we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, like, New York had probably the biggest turnout, but, I mean, they're right around the
right.
corner.
Psh.
Most of them took buses and trains right. and cars. Man, most of the people who went from Texas flew. A lot of them flew, and some of them were on charter buses. Very few of us gotten like vehicles, like vans and cars. Some people from Dallas took cars. It was it was stressful for them.
Wow.
I swear they got out of their cars hating each other. It was so they were oh my God. It was stressful for them. It was less stressful for us, but yeah, it was awesome. It was a great road trip and a great experience. And I'm happy that I went with the people that I went with, because everyone was just so chill, and it was great. But yeah, that was D.C. I wish I could go back. Every time someone's angry about something, I'm like, let's take it to D.C. I'm on, like, the environmental committee, and we were upset that, like, we were trying to figure out how we were going to, you know, collect our stuff, and we were upset about how just wasteful Houston is. Like, let's go to D.C. about it. Let's go be angry in D.C. about it. Oh my gosh, it's just such an experience. And
And you may get to and the Austin thing.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm excited about the Austin March. Yeah, I'm going to try to get more information about that as it's trickling in. I have a pretty good source. I made friends with a lot of people while we were in D.C., and a lot of the people who are planning the march in Austin were in D.C., and so I'm trying to keep up with them on Facebook and such, and so as information trickles into me, I shall trickle it out to everyone else.
Awesome.
And, yeah, because I would love it if we could have an awesome turnout. I mean, because Houston's big. I mean, like, Houston's, like, are we the third largest city? Someone told me
I think we're fourth.
Someone told us we just beat up Chicago, but maybe, I guess we're fourth.
I think
we just beat up Chicago.
No, someone told me like we just like passed Chicago.
I think we're still fourth.
We're still fourth? Okay, well, we're the fourth biggest city in America, and we're the third, like, we're the number one biggest city in Texas, and so I really feel like most of that march should be Houston people.
Right.
Just in my mind. And so I want to just, like, have the most awesome turnout there and have just everyone be all excited and energized about the community. Because I don't know, people are really frustrated. Really frustrated with where the movement's going or where it's not going, I suppose.
Right, exactly.
And so it'd be awesome to see just a huge turnout.
Just to let you know, I did look it up, and Houston is fourth largest behind Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York.
Yeah. Maybe I just wanted us to beat Chicago.
we've been number four, let's see.
For a long time?
1990, 2000, 2005, and 2007.
Were we number three in 2008?
It doesn't show on here.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
Let's just say we were third.
Just for the sake of argument.
We can just say it.
I don't want to start a fight with Chicago. They seem like nice people.
Chicago's going to come and beat us up.
No, they're not. They may try, but they're
all of Chicago. All of Chicago gets on a plane.
Well, you know,
I don't know if y'all remember Rick Perry at a news conference. I forget what he was talking about, but it had something to do with GLBT people or issues. And he said, well, if gay people don't like it in Texas, they can move.
I remember that.
Really?
I remember reading about that. I don't remember it specifically, but I remember reading about that. Who was it? Who was that man who said that they should shoot all the queers? Like, if they wanted to get rid of AIDS.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
That's drastic.
That's horrible.
Do y'all in the studio over there know who that is? The person who said if they want to solve the AIDS problem, to shoot all the queers. Some politician said that.
That was Louis Welsh, former mayor and mayor. He just said it during an off-camera comment to Channel 13. The cameras were turned off, but his microphone was still on.
That's
and
smart.
His thing was shoot the queers.
That's horrible.
Man. Isn't that? That was an elected official.
Well, he was. He was voted out of office, and he was running again. This was back in early 80s, because I believe he was running up against Kathy Whitmire.
Oh.
And so we're talking about early to mid, well, not would be early 80s, because I wouldn't have remembered it. mid-80s to late 80s. So it was one of those off-camera, open mic oops that... Man. Channel 13 is kind of known for doing accidentally.
That's kind of funny. Oh, man, I remember reading about that and being like, oh, that sucks.
That's
for him.
Yeah, that
sucks for him. Man, like, I'm just trying to think, like, right now, if there was a politician who said that, like, there would be all sorts of drama.
They would be destroyed. They wouldn't be able to do anything.
Well, I mean, you would think that the time for being able to say, or people even thinking they could say that in public, is long gone. But look what happened in Louisiana not too long ago. Mm-hmm. There was that justice of the peace that refused to marry an interracial couple.
Oh.
I mean, that was just...
Yeah. And
I mean, sure, that's Louisiana, but... but... That's just, it's just incredible to me. That
I don't know, like, I think it's part of it's, like, that we live in a city, and so, like, it's harder for us to see that, you know, things like that really do still go on, and, you know, like, severe racism still exists. When we were driving through Alabama and Mississippi, like, there were some people in our van who really didn't want to get out of the vans. Like, we went to rest stops, and we, you know, stopped to get food, and some people were, like, really, like, uncomfortable being in, like, we went to Meridian, Mississippi, and they didn't want to get out of the van.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's really sad, but there are parts of Mississippi where it probably wouldn't have been a good idea to get out of the van, all honesty, so it sucks.
That's sad.
And most of us were gay, and some of us more obviously so. So, it could have been icky. I told you there were, like, two vans. One was Friday, one Saturday. On the Saturday van, I think there may have been more straight people in that van than there were GLBT people. Very interesting.
That's amazing.
Huh. Yeah, awesome? I think that is kind of awesome, actually.
I think that's pretty awesome. On our van, there were only two allies, I think. But on the Saturday van, I think it was mostly allies.
Alright, guys, I need to head out, so
okay.
I'm going to say bye.
It was nice to have you
on
the show.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Very nice being here. I'll stop by and bug you guys again sometime.
Yeah, please.
Yay! I'll text you when the next show is.
Yes, please.
Awesome. Bye.
You guys have a great night.
You too.
Bye. But yeah, I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap up soon, though, because we've been on for over an hour.
Yeah.
It's quite exciting. So I'm going to give you guys some numbers. For Hatch and for the switchboard MCC. Do you have the switchboard number?
I have the switchboard. The switchboard number is 713-529-3211. I'll give that number again. 713-529-3211. And what we tell people is that you should have this programmed in your phone because you never know when you'll need some type of assistance.
You really won't. The only time I've ever used switchboard, I didn't even need it, but I had a friend who was being abused, and so you never know when you'll need it.
That's right. And you know, if you're involved, heaven forbid, but if you were raped or if you are a victim of some type of violence, then the switchboard can connect you with an advocate that can take you through that process.
Elizabeth is here.
Hey, just in time for the buys.
Yeah, I didn't know we were on this week because the thing said that it was last week and yeah.
No, it's so much confusing. That's what, because I went on the website too and the website was wrong.
See, we're a Saturday. We consider ourselves a Saturday show.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And so last Halloween I was like, I don't have, you know, it's not this week, it's next week, and I have next week off anyway, so I'll go.
Oh, that is a shame.
And then.
Well, we've
Saturday.
Missed you. The last couple of months, you know.
Yeah, well, they've been giving me Saturdays off recently, so I've been enjoying my Saturdays.
Well, good for you.
Awesome.
Oh, hatch number?
Okay, cool. Hatch number is 713-529-3590. And again, it's 713-529-3590. And that will get you to Hatch. You can talk to our lovely Hatch people there. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I guess to give you guys the rundown of what happens at Hatch one more time, we're there Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. Fridays from 7 to 10, Sundays from 6 to 9, and on Tuesdays from 5 to 9, and from 6 to 7 on Tuesdays, we have a trans group, so that's awesome. You should come to that. And then from 7 to 9, we have, like, really random creative time where we do really random creative things.
5 to 6 is relationship group with Allie.
Yes, it is with Allison. I love Allison.
So 5 to 6
wonderful.
is Allie's time for relationships healthy relationships. And it's not just for couple relationships. It's also those families and any type of relationship.
Yes, healthy friendships, healthy kinships. It's awesome. So Allie's 5 to 6.
5 to 6.
Trans group is 6 to 7.
Yes.
And then awesome creative time is 7 to 9.
Exactly.
Sweet. Awesome. And that's Tuesdays. That's like the most active day that we have. I think that's it.
Do you have anything?
Hi everybody. Sorry, I'm excruciatingly late. I was out tonight and I was about 1 o'clock when I was thinking, is it tonight or is it last week, or I'm confused because the website said it was tonight.
Yeah, we
I'm
totally
lost.
Had this conversation on Tuesday.
Yeah, we did. We were sitting there going, did we miss it last week? We're not sure. And I met somebody while I was out tonight, and they're like, well, they didn't show up last week. I was like,
that's great.
Maybe it is this week. Maybe I should find out. And then friends, and I was late getting over here, so yay.
Well, it's great.
I keep forgetting what time we start.
Well, any time between 12:30 and 1:30, it's kind of depends.
That makes two of us.
Well, for me, I'm like, I usually come around 12:30, but tonight I was out with friends,
right.
And it was like, normally we don't go on until about 1 o'clock.
Right,
so
yeah.
Maybe I should show up around 1.
We don't have a definite time. It depends on, you know.
It's all kind of free-flowing.
Right.
Free-flowing.
Right. Yeah, we're actually, hopefully after the pledge drive here, we'll have something a little more set on when we start and when we end and all that other good stuff.
Yeah.
For right now, it's 12 to 1 is to be announced.
Yeah,
12 to 1 is to be announced. Okay.
Yeah, recently we've been getting longer than an hour, too. We've been, like, I think the time we were talking about school, we were an hour for, like, 2.5 hours just talking about nothing.
Well, the thing is, if you're doing a show, if you're doing a topic and you're keeping it going and you're being relevant and you're not running out of ideas and topics and we have the time, we're going to let you go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not going to shut up an opportunity for the youth out there who are hopefully listening to the show to actually hear someone of their age from their point of view of knowing what they're at, of letting them know that there's a community out there for them.
Yeah.
And even if you think you're just blathering on, the fact that you're there and you're out and you're proud of who you are
mm-hmm.
and the community that you're a part of, that's important enough for them to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the only times you need to worry about is the wonderful phrase everyone jokes to me about of, let's go to a piece of music.
Oh, I've had that. I remember the night that we had that. It was me and Josh, and it was horrible because... Yeah.
I remember that, too.
We were supposed to have other people here to discuss a topic, and I hadn't set up for the topic because somebody else was supposed to set up for the topic, and they didn't show up. And it was me and Josh, and we got about, what, 20, 30 minutes into the show before it was Let's Get to a Piece of Music. And we were like, oh, God, that's not good.
Yeah, that's kind of a code word around here. I'm teased about that phrase. But, you know, that's the thing is, even if you think you're blathering on of not talking about anything in particular, we want the youth out there who hopefully are getting the show to know that there's a group of people out there that understand where they're at
mm-hmm.
and are working to make it better for them
mm-hmm.
and make it easier for them to be out and proud of who they are. And that's why Hatch is here. That's why Hatch has been here for as long as they've been here.
Yes.
Is because we want to be able to give that aspect of the community a loud enough voice mm-hmm. to carry this community for years to come.
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy can't tell you what it's like to be a gay teen.
No. No, definitely Jimmy is not the candidate for that discussion.
Neither than I. I mean, I graduated high school 20 years ago. You know, when I was going to high school, there were still some schools here in the Houston area that students could smoke in them.
Oh, my word.
Seriously?
Yeah. My freshman year, I went to summer school over in the Cy Fair School District. And if you had a permission slip from your parents and you were 18, you could be allowed to smoke on campus.
Wow.
Okay.
That's crazy. Oh.
That's
so.
Wow. My have,
you know.
Ways changed. You can't even smoke in bars now.
Yeah.
In any public place.
Which is good.
Place.
When I went to high school, boys were not allowed to wear shorts.
When you went to high school, I wasn't born yet.
Uh-huh, probably. No, definitely, because, yeah.
Girls could wear shorts, but guys couldn't.
And some of the guys were starting to get a little political and upset about that
yeah.
and started wearing scorches or skirts to school.
You can't keep those shorts out of school.
And this was back in the time when, you know.
Let's get some hot pants in there.
Oh, dear.
Well, the thing is, you know, this is even back when they did. I know now at my school, the school I went to, they don't do the powder puff game as much as they used to because the where the girls play flag football.
Oh, okay.
And it was juniors versus seniors. And usually the football, members of the football team, dressed as cheerleaders.
Right.
Oh.
All day in school in cheerleader outfits with the strategically placed oranges and such.
They should explain to them that water and balloons is much better than an orange.
Yeah, but
there's an art to it now.
Yes.
Yeah, but see, they don't do that now because it's promoting cross-dressing.
Well, I never really liked the term powder puff football in the first place. I
got very violent with my football.
Yeah.
I like some football, not powder puffery.
Like I said, it was flag football. You know, I refereed one game once one year. And, you know, the funny part for me is I was playing football at the time, and so I had to make the joke about the fact that I had a little trouble getting down to the three-point stance with the guy behind me wearing lipstick and rouge, which wasn't a complete lie. It's just, you know, I was a tackle, and, you know, the tackles didn't interest me. Hold on, your mic's not on, so.
There. What was the subject you guys were just talking about the football with the girls?
Yeah.
When I was in high school at Pasadena, they had you know how it's Cinderella? Well, they had a version that was called Gaiarella. Well, back then, you know, the school, when I went there, I was like the only gay guy in the school. Well, next year, they actually allowed it one time. You know, when the guys are dressing hotter than the girls in this competition, they banned it. We didn't even get fully through the competition. Like, you had to dress up. Like, there was guys who would dress up, you know, like, ugh. And you got the gay guy that comes in, and, like, you're, like, head turning, and, like, who is that? Because when I went to that school, I weighed, like, 120 pounds.
I was like the kid on a quote, like my parents said, I was a foreign exchange student because nobody knew or wanted to know where I was at for 8 months. I was actually in jail. So when I got back out of jail, I was like, and my mom's like, you're in Spain for 8 months. So when I went back to school, I was in Spain, and like when that came around, I went to school. I had like medium short hair, but bleached blonde. And then like when this came around, I didn't tell nobody to do it. So I went to school that day. My hair was longer, black, burgundy highlights. And it was like, who's this new chick? And then it took everybody like a day to realize who it was after I smiled. I have one flaw with my smile.
Mm.
I got a shifted tooth, just a little, and everybody snapped to it. And like for the whole school year, I stayed like that, and I ended up fighting the school board because basically when I was in Dobie, we didn't have a gay youth group. I was fighting for that.
Yeah.
Mm.
And now they have gay youth groups because they said we can't have it because stuff happened. When I went to Pasadena, none of the gay guys would come out. They were all scared to hide. They were just hiding. So basically when I went there, I was loud and annoying and obnoxious. Teachers were like, my phone would go off in class. I would answer, I need your phone. No, you can't. They're like, well, you're on it. I need your phone. No, you're not. I'd be walking down the hallway talking like, can I have your phone? No. So you're not my parent. I don't have to hand it to you. And I'm not paying you $50 to get it back. What the school boards are doing these days is wrong.
Yeah.
It's insane.
All right. Well, Hatch is awesomeness, awesomeness, awesomeness. And you should definitely come down and join us. And you guys gave out all the website information and phone numbers.
I didn't give out the website information.
We were waiting for you.
www.hatchyouth.org. And, yes, it's the World Wide Web. You can always find us there. And find out all about our calendars, upcoming events. They should fix the mistake they had on the calendar for this month and
that's
make sure they
right.
never have it again.
That's right.
That's
what he does. It's dead. I'm not going to say that.
And you can find out about upcoming events and anything we're doing with Hatch there. So
that's it.
All right.
Good night.
Thank y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning and good night.
All right, this is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT Houston. We're still in the middle of our pledge drive, and we've had two very generous pledges. if I remember correctly, that puts us about halfway to our goal with about an hour and 15 minutes left in this episode of After Hours, and we could use your pledge of support. Remember, we've got three little specials we're giving you. There's the Queer is a $3 bill. Pledge $3 a month to KPFT. That's $36 over the year. You become a full member of KPFT with voting rights and get a bumper sticker. We also have the cocktails for KPFT. Give up one cocktail a month, $5. That's a $60 pledge. And for that, your liver will thank you slightly. And we also have, if you call in at 713-526-5738, put down a $50 pledge on the Fantastic-lastic. We've got a pair of tickets for you, either to Theater Suburbia's production of If It's Monday, It Must Be Christmas, or you get two tickets for any time to Stage Door Inc. in Pasadena.
Yeah, that's a good deal, because that's on top of everything else.
Yep.
Yeah.
So call in 713-526-5738. Operator's sitting on their ass somewhere out there. I ain't going to lie, they ain't standing around.
No, they're sitting around.
Yeah, there's one or two out there.
Call in, 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. If you're not going for the theater tickets, you can also go over to the website kpft.org and place your pledge of support there safely and securely on the net. Right now I'm going through some of the stories we're going to be doing in Roundtable.
Oh.
And, of course, if it's Roundtable, we must have a bestiality story.
Oh.
It looks like we've got one.
Okay.
Ooh,
it's either, you know, it's not a round table without either bestiality or I'm British and I've got something up my bum.
Yeah.
Now, something we haven't had in a while, and I'm wondering if you found any lately,
what?
Anything dealing with food.
Ooh.
Something up the bum?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen any.
No potatoes, carrots.
I do love telling, you know, just
Polish balls.
Anybody about
the vicar who accidentally fell on the potato.
Yeah. That's, you know, who was hanging, for those of you who don't remember, a vicar over in England several months ago was hanging curtains in the nude.
Mm-hmm.
In his kitchen, as English vicars are known to do.
Yes, they do it
all
the time, weekly.
Yeah, and apparently he slipped. He slipped on a stool. Oh, that was so wrong.
He slipped on his own
slipped stool. On his ladder or whatever he was using
to
get him up, and fell backwards onto his dining room table.
and found the great state of Idaho.
And fortunately, there was a well-prepared and lubed and greased up potato that...
He was nude.
He was hanging curtains in the nude,
mm-hmm.
and he fell backwards. And this potato, thankfully, saved him from crashing through his table.
But it lodged.
It lodged
firmly up his bum,
and had it removed by a doctor
in his rectory. Mm-hmm. And fortunately for him, because of
he couldn't French fry that to get it out.
he tried.
Yeah, he squeezed real hard and he couldn't even rice it. and fortunately for him that he was a naked vicar in England instead of a naked vicar here in the United States, he didn't have to pay to have it extracted.
Oh, because they have
universal health.
Free medical.
Uh-huh.
So Obama's slagging.
I don't know if, you know, if they... What device they use? I mean,
tongs.
tongs. I don't know. Like, you know, hold on, clench down real tight. We're gonna go in with a corkscrew.
Ooh.
You know,
throw a little butter on that russet.
Okay, enough of the noise.
Oh.
Someone held up his legs and pushed on his stomach a couple of times.
I don't know.
It's a boy. No, it's a potato.
But those are the kind of interesting... That's
you can't get those kind of stories on the mainstream.
No, you don't see that on CNN.
I don't think even Jon Stewart would touch that one.
No, but we did.
We will.
We'd love to touch it.
And we'll do it again.
Yeah.
So he's hanging his curtains in the nude.
Yeah.
So who is
he flashing outside?
So in order to get more wonderful stories like that, we do need to get your pledges of support in here.
We do. We
give
do.
Us money.
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
Ooh, the bestiality story is an actual video.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I'm scared of that.
If you can't make it...
Who's like, huh? We're over here.
If you can't make it to the phone before we go off the air, we will take your pledge support on... our website, www.kpft.org.
Mm-hmm.
There is a link right in the middle of the page to where you can click on it and go in there, make your pledge to support safely and securely through PayPal.
Especially if you are listening to this tomorrow.
Or sometime during the week.
On the archive, you know, because the shows after hours is archived for 2 months on the KPFT website. So.
Is it that long? I thought it was 30 days.
No, it's 2 months.
Oh, okay.
So if...
But it's there for infinity. Infinity.
On GCAM.
There you go.
GCAM.org. Yes. So if you're listening to it other than its regular time, you can go to PayPal.
There you go.
And do that.
And put your... Again, put it in there safely, securely. Mm-hmm. And let them know that you're doing this for after hours.
You bet. Yeah. Now, while we're doing that, we ought to plug what we're doing next Saturday night.
Which I have also put on our new Facebook page.
Ah. So and that would be, Chris?
Let me see what's the wrong title I gave it. Nothing On But The Radio.
Yes.
A.K.A. KEPFT Gone Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored by Jimmy.
I found out that I actually put the wrong title.
What?
It should be Nothing But The Radio On.
Oh.
Nothing On But The Radio is a country western song.
Oh.
Oh.
Nothing But The Radio On is from Naked Boy Singing.
Oh.
I found that out after the fact.
Well, I hope we don't get sued. Yeah. Copyright infringement or something. Anyway.
Well, then in that case...
And that's going to be happening where?
At Tony's Corner Pocket,
mm-hmm.
817 West what? Dallas.
Ah.
About a block west of I-45.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Plenty of parking.
Oh, and, yeah.
That's one of the reasons we picked that spot. And it's a dual benefit.
Yes, it is.
Which is what I'm infamous for, this being my second one only.
he likes to do two at a time.
Well, so do I.
There was another drag name I came up with. I was going to call myself Janice Beneficio.
Okay.
Sister, are you going to be Sister Janus Beneficio?
No, Janus. It's actually J-A-N-U-S.
Yeah.
The Greek god with two faces.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get January from.
Yeah.
Because I do these dual benefits. One is for a charitable organization. So the money that you would tip the performers is going to KPFT.
Mm-hmm.
You can also, we'll bring some of the forms down, so if you want to make a pledge in plastic.
Yes.
We can do that. We can handle that.
We can.
We are also doing a canned food drive. And we've upped the challenge.
Oh, my.
Last time we did this, the challenge was raising my weight in canned goods.
Mm-hmm.
But since I've lost weight since then,
yeah,
I ain't letting you bitches off that easy. So you have to raise my weight and Jimmy Carper's weight.
Yes.
That's four cans.
And we're going to need to...
Have you know I weigh 140 pounds.
Well, we're going to break a scale out and get the official total. Huh?
Okay.
In his mouth.
Oh, well, with the canned goods?
No, I'm talking about the two of you.
Good luck with that.
You're in trouble because if you just bring in a normal scale, I'm just barely over.
Let's see.
I weighed myself on Thursday. It is 362.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. And so we'll need to get an official scale reading for Jimmy.
Take him to the meat market. They got a perfect scale.
So.
It's never wrong.
Hanging by the shirt with the big hook.
Hey, we got somebody that works in a area.
We're waiting. We want to bring in... $500 worth, 500 pounds of canned goods,
mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to schlep in a sack full of canned goods, we will be taking cash donations.
Yes.
For that.
Over 50.
And mm-hmm. $1 equals a pound.
That's right.
I'm not going to do the math for, I didn't even do the math, when I did the one last year with mm-hmm. the canned goods, I didn't even weigh the cans.
What did you do?
I looked at the weight set on the can. And this is a 10-ounce can. This, you know.
Oh, okay. That works.
And I rounded up, you know, if this mm-hmm. was a 15-ounce can, well, that's a pound. You know, this is a 10.
Oh, okay.
You know, here's a 10, a 10, a 10. That's 30. That's almost 2 pounds.
Okay.
So rounded up that way rather than trying to actually sit there and weigh stuff and move around. So you'll have a chance to meet some of the After Hours crew. I believe we're going to have some of the queer voices.
Yes.
Personnel there.
Not all queer ones. Actually,
there will be...
there'll be some straight people there.
Yeah,
because there's going to be some KPFT personality. Supposedly Dwayne and Ernesto are really excited about this. I know Eddie is. If you want to see the poster, the infamous poster, go to kpft.org.
It's there.
If you scroll down to about, you know, halfway down the page, you'll see a little pink bar that says nothing on but the radio. If you click on that, it turns into the poster.
Oh my.
That's scary.
Jim Naked.
Jim Naked.
And Chris.
And we've seen this poster in person, too.
I have to tell you, you know, as disappointed as you may be in my picture, it is retouched, so I look worse than that.
And the radio wasn't originally pink.
And it originally wasn't sitting in front of my...
Woohoo!
Pretty cool.
My hoo-ha.
Yeah, there was a different antenna on that radio.
Oh, yeah.
That was an antenna?
Are you sure?
I was trying to be gentle and not say knob.
Hey.
Notice it's a very tiny radio.
Yeah. It sure is compared to his.
I could have made it smaller.
He's got a big old honker that he's leaning on. Which is apropos.
Well, you know, when you're the designer of the poster, you can put whatever the hell you want in front of
it. I guess you can.
Uh-huh. I mean, originally I was going to be holding a cathedral radio, but I don't know if I could get one that size to cover enough. But I found that one, and I don't know what type of model it is.
Old school boombox.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
it's older than that.
I was going to say, it looks like something out of, like, what,
1930s.
I was 30, 40, 50, somewhere in there.
Yeah, it's an older one. I looked for an Art Deco style.
It's
one
a
for
big
Jimmy.
Console thing.
A tower console.
You wind up.
You turn it on, and it's got to warm up before you actually hear anything.
Yeah.
No, the first
just
thing
like him.
Oh, Jimmy Carper got you tonight. Wow.
Oh, he'll get me back. Don't worry.
There's
not a promise.
It's a rare one. It's a rare one.
Jimmy Carper.
Just
Jimmy's
for that.
Yes.
I'm going down to BJ's with Spackle. There won't be a hole left in the place.
If you cover up the glory holes, I'll never get any action.
Just hold on a second. I believe there's still a Home Depot that's open 24 hours.
Yeah, I think it's on the north side.
Outside the loop.
Stop.
If it ain't there, I can buy it at Walmart.
And the next story that we're going to be talking about is...
Well, I haven't found them all there. I have to screen that YouTube story for armed woman busts horse rapist.
Well, shall we take a little musical interlude so you can do that?
Yeah, because I'm still, like I said, I'm finding some, going through some...
If we do a musical interlude, it'll be at the top of the hour.
Yeah, it'll put us right at the top of the hour for the song Chris has got picked.
Good idea.
So
why don't we do that and come back and have some roundtable.
And hopefully we'll have a name or two to announce as someone who's called in with a pledge.
Yeah, so again, that's 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. So let us hear the phone ring while we're on this break, and let's announce a name or two when we come back.
You bet.
No time for tricks. Don't waste my time, cause I know what I like. Come go with me, we can rock it all night. I got fever, got dirt, I need ya. I got fire running through my veins. Baby, hug me, don't you desert me. I need you to hurt me, bring the pain. Shake it and shake it, but don't break it. I know that you're dangerous when you're not here. It's that simple, can you see it? No, wanna get it, but can you take it? Baby, shake it and shake it, but don't break it. I know that you're dangerous when you're not here. It's that simple, can you see it? No, getting closer, can you read my mind? My thoughts are dirty like a shot without a line. Can you taste it? My sweat rolling low.
Jim Verivos with Driving Me Crazy. You're Driving Me Crazy. I don't know how to say it in Spanish. There's only certain things I can roll my tongue around at the Spanish, and it's not the words. This is Ay Papi. You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude here on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Time for you to call in your pledge of support to After Hours at 713-526-5738, 713-JMKPFT, or you can go over to kpft.org and pledge it there. We're going to put a little piece of music in your ear again and come up with our roundtable stuff. We'll be right back.
Flicker gently, calling out to sea. For now I hang with miracles, so I walk out on the waves. By the moonless night, my candle lights your way back home to me. A boy can
we may actually have some real news here to pass along to everyone here. Let me do a quick look through here and see what we've got here. Apparently, House Democrats passed the health care bill. One Republican votes votes for the plan. Senate will act next on the legislation. After President Obama exhorted Democratic lawmakers to answer the call of history, the House hit an unprecedented milestone on the path to health care reform, approving a $1 trillion package late Saturday that seeks to overhaul private insurance practices and guarantee comprehensive and affordable coverage to almost every American. After months of acrimonious partisanship, Democrats closed ranks to a 220 to 215 vote that included 39 factions, mostly from the party's conservative ranks. But the bill attracted a surprised Republican convert, Representative Joseph Cao of Louisiana, who represents the Democratic-leaning district of New Orleans and been the target of a last-minute White House lobbying campaign. GOP House leaders have predicted their members would unanimously oppose the bill. Democrats have sought for decades to provide universal health care, but not since the 65 passage of Medicare and Medicaid has a chamber of Congress approved such a vast expansion of coverage. Action now shifts to the Senate, which could spend the rest of the year debating the version of health care overhaul.
Mm.
So by a vote of 220 to 215,
wow,
health care has passed the House of Representatives.
Good.
And this was late enough that the Washington Post has a Sunday dateline on it.
Awesome.
Doesn't say what time this was posted.
I'm surprised it was that close, to tell you the truth.
Well, they say 39 Democrats voted against it.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
And one Republican voted for it.
Wow. Okay, those 39 Democrats need to be kicked out of the Democratic Party, for one thing.
Well, these are, I think what they're saying is they're the conservative ones, so these are the blue dogs.
I don't care who they are.
Well, you know, up until last week, Obama wasn't even talking about universal health care, which is the Democrat plan.
Mm.
So, you know, could kick him out too, but that's not going to make a bit of difference. But it was interesting to see one. the Drudge Report announced that a sneaky Pelosi passed on a Saturday night.
Well, we'll see if.
Did you also hear all the new votes for using they voted out the red light cameras?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really?
Gone. No longer around.
Wow.
Oh.
When I died. Yes.
Who voted on that one?
We had a vote on last Tuesday. We went down for all voting for mayor and everything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It was voted out.
Wow.
Like, by a large margin.
Wow.
So all the red light cameras that are up now are gone.
Cool.
They said it's estimated like $214,000 worth of cameras.
Boy, I hate to tell you this, but I was really for that. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, but you've seen some of the pictures they've caught on those cameras? People doing in their car while they're driving down the road.
They've had those in Europe for years, for 30 years.
It's interesting because I was going to visit a friend of mine, Humble, last night.
Uh-huh.
And they're not over in Spring, but over, well, I take that back. Down over near Willowbrook, they got a couple of them, but down in Humble, they have a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
So, and they were still active last night.
That's where we're
at. Well,
because that's
they
not
have 60
Houston.
Days to get them down.
That's not Houston. That's Humble.
Also, Ohio and a couple other northern states, those speed cameras.
Yeah.
They also abolished those too.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Fun.
Basically, I think they're going by the motto of the cops need to do their job.
Well, that's helping the cops do their job.
Yeah.
They can do other things and I don't get it.
But they voted it out.
See, that's something that I don't think should go for a vote. I mean, that's something that needs to happen.
I'm not questioning
sort of
it, but
like,
I'm not seeing. I'm searching
sort
for
of
red
like,
light cams in Houston. I'm not seeing anything about that story.
Okay. Sort of like the main vote. When you put a civil rights proposition up, it's probably going to be voted down. In 1964, when Johnson signed the Civil Rights Bill, at that time, 2/3 of the people would have voted against it. Against it. But it was the right thing to do. because it's civil rights. And I firmly agree that those types of things need to be legislated and not voted on. Because we'd never have any civil rights.
Chris, am I right? I got an email from a friend of mine on that.
I've searched Google and I've not seen anything
really
that says about a. Well, Jimmy, you would have voted for it.
I thought I had.
It would have been on your ballot because you're.
I did.
Then I mean, for the red light.
Yeah.
So I don't.
There were 11 amendments.
Yeah, those were Texas constitutional amendments.
Yeah, the property tax was the biggest one.
Yeah, but there was nothing. I'm not seeing anything about red light cams.
Okay.
On that, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well, if I find it at home, I'll email
please,
the radio station.
Please. Okay.
Yeah, send it to the after hours.
So what else?
Well, we did have some victory on Tuesday. We did lose the main initiative where the repealing of where Maine had given marriage to same-sex couples. But we may have lost Maine, but we won Washington State.
Yes, but you know that's not marriage. That's civil
everything
union.
But marriage.
Yeah,
that's the title of it. You know,
everything but marriage that the state can bestow.
Yeah,
but that's almost insignificant compared to the federal.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, that battle still has to come from Iowa.
Yeah,
really.
Well, I'm glad in a way that Washington voted that in. It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
That's the big thing to remember.
You know, when you're talking civil unions versus marriage, you're talking about separate but equal, which is never equal.
The important part about this was the fact that this referendum 71 was a voter-driven referendum to give those rights.
Mm-hmm.
As limited as they may be, but actually bestowing them, not a repeal. This is the first time that a referendum initiative has given gay marriage light.
Wow.
And approval. The measure asked voters to approve or reject the latest expansion of the state's domestic partnership law, granting registered domestic partners additional state rights previously given only to married couples.
Mm-hmm.
So it affects also straight people who don't want to get married with that marriage
sure.
title.
Sure.
Can I hear about this now?
Why should straight people, you know, live in misery? You know, let's all live in misery.
Misery loves company.
Yeah.
Now, along with that, there is almost a satirical kind of push of someone putting a defense of marriage proposal in through California,
mm-hmm.
abolishing divorce.
Whoa.
Oh,
wow. That, you know, it's fine. If you want to defend marriage, then you better keep marriage.
Yeah.
Or, you know, at least make it harder to get out of it.
Well,
you get married in California.
That's the way it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, if we can't marry, why should they be able to divorce?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's see.
My God, nobody will get married if they pass that.
No, there'll be a lot of dead husbands and wives.
Till death do you part. All right, where's the gun?
Okay.
Boom.
It's time. And we have no one to thank, do we?
But did you
we
about,
have a few phone calls to thank.
But did you hear about Lady Gaga?
We're about halfway to our goal.
We are.
Yeah.
Only halfway. We have less than an hour.
Yeah.
We got to get some more Gaitas in here.
Yeah, where's the money, people?
That's money.
Yeah, I know.
713-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. Let's stay in the political venue. Ed Flanagan, state senator from Vermont.
Vermont.
Will not be charged with a crime in connection with allegations he engaged in inappropriate sexual conduct at a Burlington health club in July.
Ooh.
A prosecutor assigned to review the case said today. Addison County State's Attorney Christopher Perkett said he decided not to charge Flanagan with lewd and lascivious conduct.
In a where?
That was a good lawyer.
At a Burlington health club.
Health club.
Saying that Flanagan did not intentionally engage in the behavior at issue. Perkett said his review of the evidence found that Flanagan did engage in the conduct alleged. Masturbation in an open view inside a men's fitness room
At the YMCA. In late July.
But
did not do so intentionally.
What? He was in a coma? Or
he was drunk.
Involuntary.
I was cleaning my pistol and it went off.
He shook it too many times.
I don't believe beyond a reasonable doubt that he intentionally engaged in the conduct. More importantly, I don't believe I could prove it beyond a reasonable doubt.
Intentionally? How did you unintentionally masturbate?
Well, yeah. You know, they say if you shake it more than three times, you're playing with it.
Well, I think it's more of the...
I don't think he was in the restroom when he was doing this.
I think what they're trying to say is that he, even though he was doing the act, yes. It wasn't intentional that he was doing it in the open.
He mistakenly was scratching himself. He had a really bad itch. It's the crabs he got from the whore.
What did you call me?
Was it male or female?
Wow.
He could have been getting his jiggles off
in the
gym.
I don't know. He was in the man's locker room,
you know.
Yeah.
Flanagan, a Democrat from Burlington, said he was relieved. And said he intends to serve out his
pressure?
His two-year term before deciding what he'll do in 2010.
He relieves.
That's what
pressure.
Masturbation does. It gives you relief. Yeah.
In an interview, he adamantly denied masturbating at the YMCA, but he realized his actions could have been misinterpreted by a club member who reported the conduct to the YMCA and later to the police.
They were just jealous because he didn't want to join.
Oh, boy, he had a good lawyer.
Maybe the guy that reported him was jealous of his size.
Oh. You know what? Sometimes you need a good lawyer to help get you off.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Take a second for that light bulb to click.
Ding. It's not on.
Just introduce him to Jimmy.
News out of Fort Worth regarding the raid on the Rainbow Lounge.
Oh, that's still in the news? Haven't they resolved that yet?
No, at a press conference on, I'm going to say, the 5th,
uh-huh.
Fort Worth Police Chief Halstead announced that his chapter was being closed in discussing investigations related to the June raid on the Rainbow Lounge. Speaking at a news conference across from the bar, Chief Halstead acknowledged... Halstead.
Wow, that's a blast from the past.
So officers were over-aggressive, creating an atmosphere of, quote, fear and confusion, unquote, in the bar. But he said no one crossed the line in how they handled people or went into the bar because of its clientele.
What?
Oh, please.
It is clear from this inquiry that there was no malice or ill will on the part of any officers who entered the Rainbow Lounge.
That's what? How can you slam somebody's head against the ground and it not have a little bit of malice there going?
Well,
the subject
the cop knew the hanky code. And
yeah.
We talked about the subject the last time I came here.
Yeah.
You're still talking about it.
I know. It's been a month already. We're back on this subject.
In August, the TABC fired three agents for their participation in the raid. House says discipline to the Fort Worth force can only be described as insulting to those who were targeted in the raid. Dallas Morning News reported suspended for a variety of policy violations were Fort Worth police sergeant and officers.
Okay, so we had... people fired for this action, but there was no malice.
Okay, that was the TABC officers were fired. A police sergeant with Fort Worth received a one-day suspension for poor judgment on the way he conducted the bar check on the Rainbow Lounge.
One day.
One
what?
The decision to utilize a total of nine law enforcement officers to check a newly established club was excessive. His suspension letter states, the investigation also found he failed to follow procedures such as checking liquor license or other permits. Police Officer Gober, a three-year veteran, received a one-day suspension after he arrested two bar patrons for public intoxication, but failed to complete his police reports by the end of the shift. The negative media attention could have adverted the officer in completing the required offense report, his suspension letter
said. Yeah, I'll bet.
Officer Back...
Officer
received
back.
A three-day...
As opposed to Officer Front?
He received a three-day suspension after he arrested a bar patron for having a, quote, drunk look, which does not meet requirements for a public intoxication arrest. Back released the patron to a friend after learning the friend was a Fort Worth police employee.
Mm.
Back violated department policy by not issuing a citation to the patron before releasing him. Officer Back's conduct in releasing the patron gave the appearance of favoritism, and they did not have sufficient cause to arrest this person.
Wow.
A drunk look. Wow. Hell, Merlin should have a whole book full of tickets.
Yeah.
For
that. Yeah, no kidding.
Well, Sean, for that matter, the way he talks.
Where is Merlin, by the way?
He went
home.
We took him home.
Oh. You've been walking all day.
I know. He's, in fact, he and I.
So, Jim, we know where you live.
You know, when you go to the Renaissance Festival with Merlin, it's an entirely different experience. First of all, you can set your watch. Every 3 to 4 minutes for the entire day, someone is going to stop him to take his picture.
Everybody loves Merlin.
So I'm not kidding you.
So did anybody stop to take their picture with you, Jimmy?
No.
That's because you were wearing that pink shirt.
Well, there was
wearing that pink shirt.
How did you know that?
Jim,
well, there was one person.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't wearing this pink shirt.
You were wearing the pink striped shirt.
There was there was somebody there who did want to get Jimmy's picture.
What?
But they realized that you weren't dead Bob.
Hey.
Oh. He was a new act, Jim.
Oh.
It's the dead Bob show.
Now hungry, Jim.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, there's your payback.
Yeah.
Barn.
No, actually, I was wearing a peasant shirt that I had purchased there 20 years ago.
Damn. Good Lord.
Yes, I dyed it pink.
We know what to buy for Christmas this year. Everybody buy everything pink.
Yeah.
Pepto-Bismol.
What about Hello Kitty?
Anyway, I am not kidding you. The entire day, either people were stopping him to take the picture or stopping him to, could I take a picture of you with my son? Or, you know, and just taking his picture without him, you know, just I could watch people snapping pictures of him as he was walking around.
Can you imagine how much he would walk out with if he just charged $1 a picture?
I know it.
I know.
Actually, he did get tipped a couple of times.
Yeah, he was saying he made $3 off of those pictures.
He looked like Goat Man, but blue.
Yeah, he was Pan.
Yeah, Pan from a Midsummer Night Dream.
Yeah, because it was Roman Bacchanalia weekend. So between the Sufi pants and the guys in the togas, there was lots of bouncing going on. Oh God, it was great.
English.
Starting
to bubble again.
Hold on, give him.
I'm gonna get the drool pan out.
I know it. I know.
Hold on.
Grandpa's passing out.
I mean, you know, that's a lot to ask from an old perv like me.
Yeah, if you look up perv in the dictionary, and there's Jimmy's
picture.
There's
my picture, that's right.
You look up a pervert, you find the other one.
You know,
he's the third one
now. Let me tell you, it's guys like you younger guys that...
You mean like the Anderson boys right here?
That give old gay men like me the...
The heart attacks and strokes?
No, the reputation as a pervert.
No, actually, first thing he caused that was Cialis.
Oh. I use Levitra.
Do you use Viagra?
I was going to say, at least he didn't say the little blue pill.
That works too, but Levitra's better.
Yeah, is that your system still?
Yeah, I don't know.
He crushed it up too much and it caused his tongue to get stiff.
yeah, you got to swallow it quickly.
Before you gargle, after you gargle.
That's not the first time you said that. Well,
otherwise, his tongue gets stuck.
Oh,
there
are so many things that make my tongue hard.
It's seeing Jason in it. It's like, the Anderson boys.
I've never seen yours.
That's not what he was talking about.
That's not what he was talking about.
It's not my fault that you found my brother naked on the internet.
See,
it's not me. It's a lookalike, I swear.
It is. They showed me the picture and I thought it was my brother.
Bigger.
It's a twin lookalike.
It's a twin lookalike, but this kid doesn't have the tattoos. Because this kid... My brother has tattoos on his arms, had them since we were like teenagers. And I looked at this picture, the first thing I told him, this is not my brother.
And he's not.
But my brother was never that small. My brother never lived in a college dorm room. And my brother's dick's not that skinny. Oh. Sheet is out there going, oh my God, they're talking about Jason.
Ladies and gentlemen, nomination for Mr. TMI 2009.
Oh my God.
Nominee number one,
Whoa.
Walter. Nominee number two, Walter.
Nominee number three, Walter.
No. Gary from over at the Ripcord has a couple of those nominations. I gave him a couple last month when I was sitting in the Ripcord, and he was
chatting with a couple of patrons. It's like, oh, my God, I don't need to hear this stuff. Oh, wow. There used to be booths in the back of the Ripcord. A gay bar that was turned into a restaurant. You don't really want to know what the you know, don't order the Alfredo sauce thing.
The secret sauce isn't so secret.
Are we talking about the Empire Cafe?
I believe so.
Yes.
You've been there before.
In its past life.
In its glory hole days.
I knew I'd seen those lips from somewhere.
Yes, you have.
All right, let's get a couple of QT stories from the sporting world.
Oh, please, anything.
Australia.
Yes.
A high-profile sportsman's wife has threatened a $1,200 an hour prostitute and stripper, Lisa Lewis, with a disputes tribunal case to recover thousands of dollars her husband paid. Sunday News obtained a series of communications between the Hamilton-based Lewis and the sports star's wife, who wanted $3,000 back from the former Naked TV newsreader and celebrity streaker. I need you to repay back the money my husband gave you, the man's wife said in a text message. I'm giving you the chance to do the decent thing. We have 6 young children to support, and we need that money repaid.
$1,200 an hour?
Yeah. And she's only asking for two hours back?
How many hours did he get?
You know,
Yeah, really.
Wow, that's got to be some pretty good stuff for $1,200 an hour.
That'd be 2.5 hours, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's her. Voice message left on the prostitute's cell phone.
Nobody's
wife
that
said,
hot.
You didn't actually provide him with any services.
I'm straight.
We can look at going to small claims court or something like that, but we really need to repay it.
Ooh.
The Sunday News agreed not to identify the man, a controversial figure over his sporting career, after his family said the story would affect his children. The prostitute refused to comment. Sources close to the mother of one said the sportsman was a regular client over 3 months and met her for 1 hour bookings at a Hamilton Motor Inn. Sunday News understands Lewis denies accepting thousands of dollars without providing the man a service. Because of the man's regular visits, there was a verification there was no problems with the services provided, hence the continued revisits, Lewis said in a text message back to the wife. Following the news inquiries, the sportsman issued a statement saying neither he nor his wife would pursue legal action. We're not in a financial position to take any form of legal action.
Oh, my goodness.
The New Zealand Prostitutes Collective
said the financial dispute involving
the sportsman and Lewis was an unusual situation.
Have a union now?
Yeah. So, when you pick up that hoe, look for the union label. Or in this case, the union labia.
Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted that a hotel. Third party, regardless who it has a say-so over the contract between these two people. I imagine if the relationship between the husband and wife is fraught, I can appreciate her being frustrated as to discover her husband has been involved in activities outside the relationship, especially because of the significant amount of money involved.
Mm.
But once a service has been provided, no one is allowed to take the money off of the sex worker.
Well?
Mm. To do so could be a breach of the Prostitution Reform Act.
What the?
My now, remember, this,
what?
This is down in Australia and New Zealand.
Which states no person can... had rights.
Which states no person can demand a sex worker return money after a service was provided.
They do things down under.
Apparently so.
Now, the national co-coordinator of the New Zealand Prostitutes Collective said her hourly rate was high even by international standards. She says the average amount of money a sex worker pocketed from a full service, quote unquote, was $150.
So around the world is $150.
So she's about a little over $1,000 over price.
Talking about price gouging.
Yeah, see, that's what they ought to get her on, price gouging.
But yeah, here's the funny thing. Well,
call clientele.
I better be some gold.
We're only halfway
down
to getting health care reform here. They've got prostitution reform on the other side of the planet.
I know. Isn't it incredible?
She must have some golden stuff.
So if hoes hang out in hotels, who hangs out at motels?
The men.
Moes.
Wow, Jenny, that was original.
By the way.
I heard crickets after that joke.
Tweet, tweet.
My God, I hope you get better material for next week.
I need to send him some in an email.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Send him some naked shots of it, then he can really have a picture of it.
Yeah, if you're going to send Jimmy material, you have to send him some with naked men on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no.
Otherwise, he won't open the email.
Just almost hit the, you know, microphone there.
If you want me to read it,
he might be. He'd be looking at
pictures. Better be included.
I'll put large. That's the subject.
Okay.
He'll be like, click, 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 click.
Yeah, that'll work.
You need deep in the microphone.
Large member.
In USA Today, an article by Justin Bourne, a former minor league hockey player, who wrote a column saying it's time to end the use of gay slurs in hockey.
Wow.
In my days as a gay hockey... I'm sorry.
Take two.
Slack.
In my days as a hockey player, I did nothing but contribute to hockey's culture of homophobia and prejudice against gays. I used gay slurs more time than I'd like to admit.
Mm-hmm.
6 months after I left my last professional locker room, I felt a twinge of regret by not getting to see more naked guys, followed by a full-out stomach punch of regret. And by the time I finished the first draft of this column, I was disgusted with myself. So here's a former athlete.
Now a writer.
Yeah, you know, minor league hockey.
He'll be coming out of the closet soon.
Yeah.
Now that gap between his teeth could hurt.
Oh, well, just knock both out and, you know,
ouch.
Anyway.
Just shove the piece of bubble gum up between it.
Yeah, there you go.
A little 25-cent gum.
For
you. The little white ones.
Wider guys, yeah.
Yeah, Dennis like Dennis the Menace. Give it a little Dennis the Menace moment.
Hey, wider is better.
Oh, well.
You can squirt it out.
You don't know.
All right, let's go to health news.
Please.
Health news. Health
please.
News. Health.
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 We're all husky and skinny. There's no health.
They have an article, a question
we're all
here.
Sick.
Yes.
On extra.ca. It's a Canadian queer website where queers conspire.
Oh.
They had a report on here wanting to know if health officials try to lock the doors of bathhouses.
What?
In the event of an H1N1 swine flu epidemic.
No kidding. Boy, that's...
I thought we were done and over with that.
Wow.
No.
The swine flu?
In a way, it makes sense, but in a way...
No, that's like taking advantage of one thing to do another that you're not able to do.
Okay, just because you're porking at the bathhouse doesn't mean you're going to get H1N1.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think they're looking at the fact that there's going to be a lot more physical contact.
If you're going to close bathhouses, then you need to close YMCAs and gyms and everything
and
else.
And bookstores.
Well, not bookstores, but I mean,
why?
Because,
you like those bookstores, don't you?
Well, of course, but no. The idea of closing the bathhouses is because of men naked in steam showers and hot tubs and stuff.
Stop talking about your fantasy.
That can transmit the disease easier. And if you're doing that, then you've got to close all gyms. Except for Jim Carper.
Except for Jim's bathroom.
That was something 24 hours.
Yeah. Jim's couch.
Don't blacklight it.
That's Jose's couch.
That's right.
Yeah, Jose.
Yes, it is. Okay, so am I in the general direction?
I mean, no, I can see where that's going to be a topic of conference where it's they could be them using it.
Yeah.
So to speak, use a back doorway of closing down the bathhouse.
Gonna put it right up there.
Yeah.
Apparently, you like this next story we're going to in health.
I was gonna ask if that was next.
Speaking of putting it right up there,
what?
This is an interesting story that.
May I?
It's very mainstream enough that this story actually was covered on Good Morning America.
Was it? Whoa. No.
Oh.
May I say the title?
Yes. This is from the the click I have on here is the British one. So go ahead.
Woman discovers she's allergic to her husband on their wedding night.
I saw this.
A new wife was given a nasty wedding night surprise when she discovered she's allergic to her husband's sperm.
Yes.
Wow. My God. Mike and Julie Boyd have been going out for 2 years when they got married and decided to have unprotected sex for the first time that evening. But almost immediately, the bride was in unbearable pain, and eventually they discovered it was because of Mike's sperm.
She's allergic to his sperm. Can you imagine?
Now they've been forced to abandon... Just wait, that line actually comes in later on. The reason is the allergy she has is similar to a person's allergy to peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems they've been forced to abandon their plans of conceiving a baby as if it seems her own body destroys the sperm. Mike and Julie from Pennsylvania started going out while at university and became engaged 2 years later, finally having a dream wedding in 2005. But following the reception and enjoying their first night as a married couple, things went badly wrong. Before, we were always very careful and used protection. This time, we didn't. We figured we're married. If we get pregnant, we get pregnant. But she had a pretty much right after I knew something was not right because I was in a lot of pain. The pain I was feeling was inside, like someone sticking needles up inside me, a real painful burning.
Oh.
It was really scary.
Got gonorrhea.
Mm.
Now, the bad part is this, you know, she had to go to a doctor, and after several doctors, figure out that it was...
Oh, yeah, they didn't discover it immediately.
And the fact then, she goes on this national television. Dr. Goldstein says, the body recognizes sperm as a foreign protein, like it would recognize a peanut allergen or a pollen, so you have swelling, you have an itching, and you have an inflammation on the nerve endings.
Yeah.
This means her body attacks Mike's sperm, making it inactive.
Actually, all sperm.
Yeah, well, if she would have slept around, she would have known that. Yeah.
Well, see.
Yeah. You know.
See, yeah, that would suck her. She'd swallow and her throat closed.
Ooh.
That was a good comment.
That's what I said.
Somebody send him out of that room.
Gone with you.
That would be kind of bad explaining at the funeral.
Died by dick.
She choked.
She choked on it.
We need to cue that PM Division song, Dick of Death.
Yeah, no kidding.
There's more.
Ooh,
more.
The couple are featured in a Discovery Health documentary called Strange Sex, airing in the United States.
That's where I saw it.
Oh, my God.
I did. It's a 20-minute feature.
You know, looking at these people here...
They don't need to
breed anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And besides, you know, right over here is a story about the Octomom. I mean, just borrow a kid or two.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what they make paper bags for.
She spent all that money she got on plastic surgery. She was wrong.
Mm.
You should have stayed ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at Prince
and
Harry.
And nobody would ever knocked you up that many
Prince
times.
Prince Harry there.
She didn't even get knocked up. All she did was go to the damn sperm bank and they just stuck it in her.
Oh.
Anyway, he does not look happy having that blonde blowing in his ear.
Excuse me?
Prince Harry.
I supposedly heard he was gay or something.
I want to go blow in his ear.
He might like that.
You want to
blow his ear?
Or you want to blow his mic?
That's beside the point.
Yeah, I can't understand why they just can't do it. If her body's allergic to the sperm, why they just do it in vitro?
Because I think no matter where they do it, the body is going to attack it.
Yeah, why can't he just fix it where he can't come no more?
But no, they're trying to have a baby.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that is what marriage is all about, is procreation.
Is it?
Yeah, so basically, these people need to either knock out a
kid.
They need to knock out a kid, or these people need to be this marriage needs to be annulled because they cannot have children.
Oh, is that where we're going with this?
That's what we need to do.
Okay.
That's our next protest.
Well, I'm out of that one. I got two kids.
But no, I kind of slept through the pregnancy question studies in high school because I knew I wouldn't need them. But I mean, once the sperm goes inside the egg, then it's protected by the egg, so it should be.
Well, it should be anyway. I don't know.
Put some air pressure behind.
They didn't explain that.
Well, the egg's part of the body, so.
Well, yeah, but the egg's not the problem. It's the sperm is what she's allergic to. So if the sperm is put into the egg.
I don't know.
Well, you know what you did? I got an idea. I know how to fix it. Get the sperm in the egg, and then just vacuum seal it. Vacuum seal the egg, and then stick it in there.
Shake and bake. Yeah.
Shake and bake.
Do I need to set the gay people
straight? Okay.
Tell us,
take the egg out, fertilize it, and stick it back in.
That's in vitro.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Chicken bake.
You bring it out, put it in the petri dish for a little while, you know, and
let
them
swim around.
Like I said. And then you vacuum seal it.
Yeah, then you borrow Liz Cheney's turkey baster. And
But don't forget
Mary Cheney.
Or Mary Cheney, I'm sorry.
They do have a thing called surrogate mothers.
Yes.
Surrogate mother, basically, they take the egg out of her, the sperm out of him, and stick it in another
one. Don't be sure you get those blonde ones that want to pee in your sink. You know, they don't know how to open a toilet.
Yeah, you saw that movie.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
The toilet. All right,
we got time here. We'll let you call in at 713-526-5738.
Wait a minute.
Give us money.
713-JMKPFT.
We need it. We need it badly.
Give us
well,
lots.
Jimmy really needs it badly.
Yeah, that's what I
really
need
it.
I
or,
need
it more. You know what?
Hey guys,
we've about 50% there this week.
I know, and we've only got 20 minutes left.
But you know, to be honest with you, I'd love for you to, if you're not gonna give the money now, show up at Tony's Corner Pocket next Saturday.
There you go.
Drop it in our bucket then.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Jimmy has a trip for you.
And if you
or I won't.
And like I said last week, if you are not 21 and over, and you still wanna donate next week to us. Let the doorman know, and I'll come out to the door and take your donation personally.
Actually, Chris will.
Well, or Chris.
If you're not 21, he'll take your pledge.
Chris is only
yeah, I bet he will.
All that pledge.
Chris might take more than just your pledge, though.
He might take your virginity.
Yeah, well. So, if you have it, you won't even know where Tony's Corner Pocket is.
So, again, the theater packs are still good for
yes!
another 20 minutes.
That's right. That's right.
So you got 20 minutes to get in and get those theater pack tickets.
Okay.
I'm just thinking of what I can say on a live mic next Saturday night without having to worry about the FCC coming down on my ass.
Yes, but you'll have all those KPFT people there.
Yeah. Can they prove it?
Well, back you
it's
up.
Been a wonderful...
Come on.
Hey,
come on.
It's been a wonderful 13 years, but you know...
That's a fast retirement.
I will go down in a blaze of glory and the earthquake ain't no mountain high enough dress.
ain't no mountain high enough cocktail dress.
Cocktail dress.
No.
Yes. And how am I supposed to do this without a cocktail?
Excuse me?
How am I supposed to be able to do this without a cocktail?
Make one up.
I do not know.
I just think you're out of luck.
Especially since when I was watching the show tonight, you know, someone bought a shot for two of the performers. Like, okay.
Wow.
So, I'm going to need people to... You know,
buy him shots?
No. No. Just distract Wayne and Ernesto enough.
Well, I drink this.
So.
I'll take Eddie.
I'll take Jim.
I'll take a crown on
so,
my
So, that is next Saturday, November the 14th, 8 p.m. over at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And come out and see the gang. And we've got a... pretty good turnout from people I've said who are going to be there.
Fabulous.
We're going to be there.
Of our performers.
Cool.
And meet everyone on that. And remember, bring your canned goods. We need to raise 500 mm-hmm. pounds of canned goods or monetary donations to the RMCC food pantry.
Am I supposed to do a number or something?
That would be lovely.
Yeah, do your number. He's giving out his top.
He's going to do the number 4.
Would you like fries with that?
Well, you know, he can't get up to 69. It takes too long.
No, it doesn't.
But
not with my Levitra.
But, Alex, come out and join us there. Yeah, if you guys want to do something besides just talk about them. I've got...
Yes?
Because I'm going to be... I know I'll have to leave you two alone for a while because I'm going to have some people help me break out the Tammy Faye kit. And
oh, boy.
Which means I got to go out to the dollar store this week and buy my makeup.
Mm-hmm. So you know he's going to be real pretty.
Well, I've gotten one person who's offered has offered the services of a...
So do you need, like...
Paint roller?
No.
So what do you need to get done? Like your face?
Yeah. I'm gonna be. Yeah, I've got.
Why don't you go talk to the straight wife outside?
You're talking about drag?
Oh yeah.
I already got it.
No, I've.
Jasmine.
I've got someone who's going to be, who's used to dealing with facial hair and putting on.
What's that pink? Jimmy, I love you.
Gingivitis is going to do your face?
She's going to be asked to do my face.
Oh, okay.
I spoke with Orla.
Okay.
He's also going to see if I can get me one of, see if I can borrow a wig of gingers.
So can I dress up?
You know what? With a ginger type wig,
uh-huh.
I might actually qualify for health coverage because I'll be finally height weight proportionate. That wig should make me 7 foot tall.
It should, yes.
Oh wow.
713-526-5738, 713-JMKPFT, or KPFT.org.
Wow.
Or Tony's Corner Pocket next Saturday night.
That's right.
That's a
It's going to be a very interesting show.
It sounds
night.
That way.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had another person who was talking about doing their drag debut.
I'm not doing it if you, but I'll dress.
Ooh.
Which is going to be even scarier.
You know what?
What?
I'm pretty.
No, I'm not saying about you. I'm saying about the other performer.
You see Jason in drag. That's a whole different story. He looks like he's pregnant.
I beg your pardon.
He'd give me the pregnant. He'd give me a pregnant housewife.
No, then, so, and it's not just drag, drag performers. We are going to have some.
I can't imagine Jason tucking. You know.
Imagine being a teabag
dog.
Duct tape.
That gives me meaning to the phrase, go F yourself.
Guess what they got Gorilla Tape for? I've had to use that Halloween last year at South Beach when I worked there. Everybody thought I had breasts. Nobody expected it. I went to work and I was like, who is that? And next thing you realize, they're looking down at my chest, looking at me, like, oh my God, that's Walter. I'm like, yes, my tits were real. Mm. It took a lot. It just took like two strips of Gorilla Tape.
Wow.
Home Depot did a good job selling that product.
Yeah, I was told you don't need to tuck as much as Jason.
That's bull crap. Our daddy gifted us. Just between me and him, we've had sex with half of Houston. Oh, I'm sorry, Sheena.
Oh.
I keep forgetting his wife's here.
Oops.
She's probably out back going. She's probably puffing down cigarettes like that. Come up and kill ya. Jason, get in the car. Let's go.
Oh, boy, that's going to be a happy ride home.
So.
She's clueless.
Okay, so let's see.
We love you, Sheena.
Which, I'll give you the clue. Which horse's ass story do I go to next?
Ooh.
What?
Horse number one.
Horse number one.
Would you like fries with that?
Pastors will test the Matthew Shepard Act by, quote, inciting hate crimes.
What?
Religious conservatives still outraged over the passing of the hate crimes legislation have set to test the limits of the new law with a publicity stunt involving incendiary hate speech directed at gays and lesbians. In order to prove that their God-given rights to harass LGBT folk is being threatened, a group of pastors plan to travel to the nation's capital and ratchet up their rhetoric in hopes of getting themselves arrested. I got to be careful here because this is...
Hold your tongue.
Well, it's it's written with a
explicative.
I'm trying to think of a way of saying it. There, it's well, they got a dirty word in here that I can't say on the air, but it's because it's a commentary. So, can you miss the irony here? Christianity is supposed to be all about love thy neighbor and do unto others. So in order to challenge the new law, a posse of homo bigots led by Pastor Gary Case, sporting the porn stash nicely, the president of the so-called Christian Anti-Defamation Commission, is heading to Washington, D.C. on November 16th, where they will assemble outdoors and shout hatred and even foment violence against gays, just to see how far they can go. WorldNet Daily is calling it the rally for religious freedom in front of the Department of Justice in Washington. It is intended to force Attorney General Eric Holder to either address the issues, to be put in a position of ignoring those for saying they're violating provisions of federal law. We're basically going to defy the law and challenge it. We're going to declare the whole counsel of God, including those parts that may consider inciting hate crime, to see if the Attorney General is coming down and arrest a group of peaceful clergy exercising their First Amendment rights. They want to get arrested just so they can assume the role of martyrs. They'll whine piously, see, we told you this would happen. Just see how our government tramples our right to agitate against gays and lesbians. See how brave and noble we are when we engage in hate speech. Please bring us our crosses.
Mm-hmm.
They're yearning to be handcuffed.
Well, there's easier ways than that.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of bars there in Washington, D.C. that'd be glad to help handcuff them. And
so, what happens if some, you know, dom comes out and handcuffs them to a railing and beats them up? Then what?
Well, yeah, if they want the crucifixion, too, we'll get a St. Andrew's cross out.
And hey, there you go. We'll make it a show. wow, what a bunch of idiots.
Morons.
There's a special place in hell for them.
Oh, they're gonna. Oh, I like that phrase there. They're gonna do their damnedest to help to out Phelps the Phelps clan,
and out Savage Michael Savage.
Wow.
The spittle will fly.
Oh God.
So, you have another horse's ass story?
Well, actually, after I listened to it, there we've already covered that story about the guy who was a repeat offender on a molestation of a horse.
Oh, him?
Yeah, the twisted part is what this the YouTube story has is a news story from a local television station. But, of course, this person who edited it together and put it on YouTube had to add to it and put the opening the credits to Mr. Ed.
Oh, my God.
Before this, it's like, oh, my God, is this real? And they show the Channel 15 news story.
Oh, my God.
Twisted Group. So we've actually covered that one, so we don't think we're going to
have that.
Do you want to put in a... We do one last song before we... Or do you want to just... Then we'll come back and pitch for 5 more minutes.
I guess we can. Let me find something real quick.
Yeah.
Tanzavision, Dick of Death.
While he's doing that, you got time to call in here at KPFT, 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. And we're going to play a little music and come back and do a quick little wrap-up. Coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pas Salé, followed by the Red Eye Special here on KPFT. They're going to be looking for your support as well. Here at KPFT, and got something stuck in?
Yeah, just a quickie.
Would you stick in there?
So, we'll be back in just a moment.
Bronski Beat.
I heard a little tap dancing in there.
It might have been. I don't know.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude here on KPFT Houston. We want to thank all of you who pledged last week and this week here to our current pledge drive. You've got...
Jimmy,
quit flirting. I got about 5 more minutes here to pledge to you After Hours this week. I don't know, are we pledging next week as well?
No.
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 Tonight's our last night.
Tonight's our last night. The wrap-up for all of this will... It's your last chance until Tony's.
Yes. Tony's at 8 o'clock.
Next Saturday night, 8 to 10. Join us there.
Please.
You'll be able to see Jimmy and Chris and myself.
Yes.
and some of the people from Queer Voices, and some of the paid staff here from KPFT.
Wow.
And it should be a very intriguing night. And like I said, I was giving Jimmy a list of some of the people who are going to be, who have said they're going to be here.
Yeah,
unfortunately, some people are going to be heading off to a memorial service in Austin next weekend. So it was bad timing and for all this, but it should be a very interesting show, especially for those of you who have not been to a drag show. There'll be the pretty queens, and there will be those of us that are the not-so-pretty queens. So someone will slap a dress on Wes.
I don't think so.
I'm buying the Snuggie just for you.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Ooh, I see John John from Zadiko Pasale.
He's lucky he can't hear you, Jimmy.
I know.
But
he can just stand there and be pretty. That's all I care.
That ain't the first time you used that line.
I know, right?
Anyway, and they are going to need your pledges of support, too. Zadiko Pasale has been here quite a while, and they are deserving of your support. You listen to them every Sunday morning, so kick in a little. You know, help keep them on the air.
713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or go over to kpft.org and give your support there. We'll have those tickets with us next week
the
show, so if you come in and give us the $50... then we will give you the tickets if you want to pick up the theater ones there with us that night. If you're not done with the Halloween stuff and you want to see Rocky Horror, there's one last performance at Stage Door Inc. 3 o'clock this afternoon on Sunday.
Sunday.
Their final performance of Rocky and Rocky Horror. Like I said, it's a twisted performance. Get down and see that if you like.
Okay.
I'm all out of breath. I can't.
I know. Yeah. I know what you mean.
The steam's run out, huh?
Well, no, it's not just that. It's this past week. I don't know if it's because of the different fluctuations and you know, we've been going with weather and all that. I've been having a tough time breathing.
Oh.
I think what's happening is, you know, with the more weight I lose, the more of my other problems are becoming more prominent.
What?
And my asthma is starting to kick up more.
Oh.
Now, I think.
That's kind of odd.
Well, the funny thing is this, that, you know, the one time I had a nurse practitioner look at me and say that I cough because I'm fat.
No.
Wow.
She had a good explanation for it.
Yeah.
Because of my weight causes acid reflux, which causes the asthma, which causes the coughing. She threaded that storyline so well, but, you know, her delivery sucked. But, yeah, no, it's...
Okay.
But, you know, we're one step closer. Who knows? So, someone else talk for another 90 seconds.
We're always one day closer, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we're one day closer to what? That's the question.
Yeah.
To end of life.
Yeah, it's like this past week my boss threatened me to do something or he was going to kill me. And I go, you should know by now that ain't a threat to me right now. For how lazy I'm, for how not how lazy for how horrible I'm feeling lately.
Yeah.
Especially since you can't get his health coverage.
Well, you know, if you're gonna kick, wait till after next Saturday, okay?
Why, Jimmy? That means then you'd have to plan a memorial service. I've already done the work for you.
No. You've got this show going. You got to finish the show. First.
Yeah, we have to finish the show. Yeah. And then I'll be at your funeral dressed in drag still.
See?
Just after the show, lay down in the box. We'll roll you in there.
Yeah,
tape it shut with the Gorilla Tape. Hey. We'll go bury you in your backyard.
Well, you know, I've always teased about the fact that because of my size, if I was to do drag, I could really only do either Wynonna.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.